Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. You already know what it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan of 311. Fellas, what's good?
Yeah, what's good? What's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, nigga. Shout out to Angry Fan Moomin. You already?
It's your boy, 311 Man, a.k.a. DRE, a.k.a. Who raised you niggas?
Stop it.
So, fellas, we had some crazy battles drop. Or we had some battles drop.
Talk about it!
We'll determine whether they were crazy or not. Let's first talk about Cortez and John dropping on Smack URL.
This is some bullshit, my nigga. I didn't see none of the battles. Like, man, y'all niggas, it's good like that?
Son!
Cortez, I'm going to be mad ant right now to watch this battle, son.
You know what, Caps? I'm going to say something that you've been saying about Cortez for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
You've been saying, and I don't know if people are paying attention to what you said. You kept stressing that Cortez found his lane with the wordplay.
Yeah.
My nigga, pop your collar, because you ain't motherfucking lying. I'm sorry, John. I know you came on the show this week.
Yep.
Caps,
Cortez,
Timbo.
Cortez after the fool, huh?
Yep.
Three zip.
Wow.
Nobody back.
Yeah.
Three zip in my opinion. Nobody back, though, fellas. Nobody back. Just three zip.
Was it close? Was it debatable round?
No,
man,
I
about to
make
me motherfucking.
Yo, son. The second round, this nigga Cortez is styling on this nigga. And he just standing on the stage with his chest out. Say it with your chest, Cortez. The nigga Cortez had his arm around John, talking to this nigga Caps.
Oh, no.
Yes, he was styling on this nigga in the second round.
Come on, Cortez. Stop that shit you doing, nigga.
Shout out to you, Cortez. Shout out to you, Cortez.
Let me ask you a question. What
he
did this
did,
nigga?
He did.
Well, hold on. Before we begin to Cortez, hold on. How was John?
Go ahead, Timbo.
Man, I hate that you're making me start with this. I wasn't impressed, man. I wasn't impressed.
Really?
I wasn't
me
impressed
neither.
At all.
I co-signed with Tim.
Hey,
you know what? I'm
sorry.
Wait.
What do you mean you wasn't impressed?
Go ahead,
hold
Timbo.
Hold on. First of all, let me say this. I don't know how much I'm believing these bad. I told this to Dre. We talked about it earlier. I don't know how much I'm believing these battle rappers when they say, oh, I'm coming at this next opponent different than you've ever seen before, this and that. Man.
Yeah, you kind of go, wait. You kind of, wow, really?
Yeah. He right,
so,
though.
You
got to
watch
right, Cap.
This battle, man. You got to see it.
John. Come on, John.
John, I know you was on the show the other day. You know, I remember you said... You hype yourself up. You said this. You gotta hype yourself. I get it, my nigga. And I'm still gonna pick you to beat Reed Dollars. But all I'm asking is, please don't come to Reed Dollars where you came at Cortez.
Oh no, for real.
That's all I'm saying.
He will lose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What you think, Timbo? I mean, was one round? I mean, what the hell? Was one round close? Jeez.
Probably that third. If that.
Oh, you
I
niggas
had,
gotta think
had,
about it.
If you want to pick a round. Maybe the third, Caps.
I had Cortez edging each. I had Cortez winning each one.
Me too.
All right. So when did Cortez start finding his motherfucking lane is the question, I guess.
After the A-verb battle.
After Verb.
Yeah, after Verb.
So it was definitely Verb, but not Disaster?
Nah. You know, I'll say after that battle, after him battling A-verb, he found his lane.
Hmm. It is with that.
You know what I mean, Caps?
Right?
Yeah.
He found his lane.
All right,
son, he was styling on him. He looked comfortable on the stage, Caps. Tez looked like some old 2010 Cortez, my nigga, when he battled Hitman. Just body language, like he looked comfortable-wise on stage. You know what I mean?
Wow.
For real, my nigga, I can't front, son.
Yeah.
Wow.
John, come on, man. We gonna need. I mean, my nigga, come on now. I got you beating Reed. I'm gonna, like Timbo said, when you niggas come out here and say, well, this is gonna be the best person yada yada you ever seen, the best me. I'm not gonna fly for that either. Timbo's right. We can't just co-sign that as a fan, every fan movement. Like, okay, just because you said that shit, that we gonna ride with it. It sounds good.
Damn, nigga, where you going?
It sounds good, my nigga.
Yo, three.
Yo.
You a wild nigga, sir. I fuck with you, sir. I fuck with you, nigga. You a wild nigga.
No, son, you was right. Cortez found his lane.
Nah, nah. Yo, Caps, for real, bro. You
yes.
called that. He found it.
You
he
called
really
it. I'll give you that.
Yeah. He found it. He found it.
Wow. So, I mean, who's he battling next?
Cortez? I don't know. Who's Cortez battling next? Oh, I think... Is he on 04? But they haven't announced
it
yet.
He said he was. Remember,
he said he was on 04. Yeah. Well, he's on the show with us.
All right, let me see. You know what? But you know what though? You got to throw him against somebody. You got to throw him from somebody in the top now.
Yeah, it's real.
Cause he's swagging on niggas, but he ain't really swagging on top names now. So let's see what he do with a nigga who.
Yeah, you know, right. I feel you on that. I feel you on that.
Who might check his ass real quick? Let's not get too crazy and shit.
Right.
You feel yourself too much, Cortez.
Mm.
Well, all right, so what's up with the C3 battle y'all niggas keep talking
no,
about?
No, before we go to C3,
no,
let's
go
to USF real quick.
USF.
My nigga Snow. Let me holler at Snow right quick. Our very first show, Murder Mook came on here, and we asked Murder Mook, out of the young boys, who are you fucking with? And he said Snow.
Uh-oh.
All right. I see the battle with Snow.
Uh-oh.
Snow, you know, Snow's a motherfucking problem, my nigga.
No, but
he's
you know
a motherfucking
what, though?
Problem,
you know what, though? Sean, hold
huh?
on. Yep. Snow been a problem, though, yo. Snow has been a problem.
Yeah, but to
it's
see him, he doesn't battle that much. But I give you, all the battles he got has got good replay value on Caps.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all,
Hold on. Wait. Because you about to rip my nigga. That's my nigga right there. Hold up. Let me get ready
for
this. I'm going to say that my only problem with Snow is that he choked on the PGs in both his battles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was my only problem. Besides that, Snow is dope. Please, let me brace myself for H Double, because that's my nigga right there. You sound like you about to go crazy right now.
H-A-Double, hold on. H-A-Double. Why is you wearing them pants, first of all, my nigga?
Oh, snap.
I'm going to go to the guest first before I even go to the bars.
Come
my
on,
nigga,
bro.
I'm feeling those pants, my dude. We off that. Cats, you got Kid Capri in the building. You got Shireen right here from fucking MTV News in the building. You know what I'm saying? I see Graf in the building. Heavy Bags in the building.
Let me say this. There was some shit. There was a lot of shit going on also, though. No
Elaborate,
excuses,
brother.
There was shit going on.
Elaborate.
There was just shit going on, my understanding and shit. The vibe was
okay.
Nice for everybody doing shit.
Snow, 3-zip.
How did he look in his battle? Did he look mad? Did he look comfortable? H-A-Double. How did he look in his battle?
He choked, my nigga, twice.
No, how did he look is what I'm trying to say.
Yo, he got bars. Don't get it fucked up.
I mean, how was his attitude is what I mean.
He grabbed his chin. He know he choked. He looked a little bit, I don't know. I'm just going off on him. I don't know what was going on. Maybe you know something that we don't know. We can't talk on the air. That's cool. I get it, my brother. But on stage, he just didn't look right. Snow was just styling on this man, though. He said a Ronnie Cooper line.
Yo, Snow had all the confidence.
He was on some Cortez shit. Even Cortez looked very comfortable.
He choked twice. I get that, but how was the rest?
It was alright. He choked in the first and the second round.
But how was the rest of the bars, though?
It was alright. It was cool. And this didn't top what Snow was saying.
Oh, so Snow was just going off, basically.
Snow was just going off. 3-0. No body bag, no body bag. But he choked in the first and second,
chokes?
My nigga. Snow is just...
Yo, no body bag with two chokes?
Yeah, no body bag.
Okay, so H.A. was doing something, man.
Yo, just letting everybody know, the video is out. All three rounds uncensored is out right now.
Oh, okay,
BET Networks YouTube. BET Networks channel, it's all out. Rounds... 1-3.
Right. Now, go ahead, Timbo. Can you talk about the next battle, please? Let's go to the next motherfucking battle.
Let's get into it, man. We had this crazy battle drop from Queen of the Ring. It's official versus C3. This was crazy. I know Dre wants to speak on this. I had
my niggas.
I had. I'm gonna go. Right back, Timbo. I had C3 winning rounds 1 and 3. I had C3 winning rounds 1 and 3.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah.
What you just said?
Yeah. Say it again. Say it again, Timbo.
I had C3. Let me say it with my chest. Hold on. I had C3 winning rounds 1 and 3.
Wait a minute. Are you niggas telling me that C3 be official right now?
In my opinion, real quick. Shame on you niggas out there if you do not watch Queen of the Fucking Ring. If you're a man and you can just appreciate bars, yo, C3 the official is better than a lot of you niggas, your favorite male battle rappers right now, my nigga. Caps, I'm going to use the C word, my nigga.
Yo, this crazy right here, B.
The C word. Classic.
All 3 rounds?
All fucking 3 rounds, Caps.
Are you niggas telling me official deadass Thursday lost?
Yo, it's a classic, first of all. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just felt like this. C3 set it off. She got haymakers, my nigga. She got rebuttals. You feel me? She had that wow, my nigga. I'm not front on official. Official is dope. Do not get it fucked up. A lot of people out there got official winning, but I just felt C3 won that shit, my nigga, on some G shit. Official second round was probably her best round to me.
Yeah.
I don't know how you Yeah, right? Simbo probably her second round was the best round
and
shit.
I think that was her best round and C3's lightest round, in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm fucking with Timbo on that. You know what I mean? Caps, I can't wait when you watch this battle, my nigga. I really can't. I really can't wait for you to watch this battle, my nigga. Real nigga shit.
Man.
Yo, C3, let me tell you something. Y'all niggas out there who thought official was going to mop the floor with this chick, knock it off. C3 got bars, son. She got fucking bars. Yo, shout out to official for getting that Nunu Nels, though.
Yeah.
I love that shit, girl. You got it, that motherfucking female. You got it, Nunu Nels ass.
This nigga is stupid.
Talking greasy and shit. But I'll see on that, though. I ain't going to lie to her. She had to put in her place, my nigga. She had to. You know what I mean?
My nigga, y'all niggas just dead ass seriously told me that C3 be official. I would have done that shit. Never thought you was going to get ready to say that shit, B.
If we talking bars, though,
don't get it fucked up. Don't get it fucked up. Hold up. Shout out to C3. Don't get it fucked up. She's nice. I've been said that shit. I just wasn't really thinking that was going to be the outcome. Wow.
Here's the question. Was this the best Queen of the Ring battle of all time?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going in.
It was like that, son?
I'm going in, my nigga.
Man, you niggas about to make me hang the phone up and shit.
Son, this is the best, in my opinion. And fans, supporters, hit me on Twitter, call the show, put me in my place if I'm wrong. I feel this is the best Queen of the Ring battle of all time.
Let's not jump and get crazy.
Caps, you watch this shit like a hawk.
Yo, you
name a Queen of the Ring battles, and I tell you if it's true or false. Go ahead.
Gaddis and CL.
Bonnie?
Gaddis.
This is better than Gaddis and Bonnie.
No, Gaddis and CS.
This is better than Gaddis and CS.
This is better than Gaddis and
Bonnie? Yeah, my nigga. I'm going there with it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me think. Hustle and Misfit.
Better than Hustle and Misfit.
Oh, my God. You're killing me right now.
Hey, can I say something real quick since you made that comment? I wish Miss Hustle and Jazz was like this, goddammit. Y'all was on motherfucking Summer Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should have gave us a fucking classic like this. Real nigga shit. I digress.
You know what, though? In the trailer, it looked like there was both wigging in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what other classics you got for Queen of the Ring. Damn, it's like, damn, my nigga, this shit crazy.
Yeah, my nigga.
Well, if you guys, man, you said they better than them two battles, I mean, shit.
My nigga, this is better than a lot of niggas' battles this year.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not to play a sexist role, but it is what it is.
Queen of the Ring.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
better than John Cortez.
By far.
Yes.
By far, Caps.
Shout out to Queen of the Ring for real.
You already.
I'm anxious now to watch this shit.
My man Phil Ford said Norma and 40 was amazing. Phil, my nigga, I fucked with you heavy. But please don't say Norma and 40 was better than Official and C3, my nigga. Come on. This was a fucking bar fest, nigga. This was some fucking Ali and Frazier. This was right there with Chilla and JC where they was going back, 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 back. I'm going to hit you, hit me back. I'm going to hit you back. That was, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This was rhyming, my nigga. Shout out to Debo, Queen of the Ring, Vague, Babs, all y'all over there, man.
Yes.
For real, man.
You know what? I cannot even lie. I'm going down my timeline on my Facebook debate group, and everybody's saying that shit right now. I'm too loud. Niggas is sitting here talking about I can't even hear the end of the first round because I keep rewinding. This shit is crazy.
That's me, Caps. I'm raising my hand to the person that told you that. I had to rewind their first round 2 times, my brother. Real nigga shit.
I haven't seen a bar fest with women like this in damn forever. Oh, my God.
Hey, the Facebook big group, know what time it is, goddammit.
Jesus. Man, shout out to Official and C3, man. I don't give a fuck who won it because I'm going to tell you niggas right now. My motherfucking Facebook, the big group, all I see is this shit is a classic.
It is. The C word.
Yeah, everybody is actually saying that shit in the Facebook debate group. They are all saying that shit, B. Wow, let's go.
My nigga, this is why we love battle rap. You have 3 battles today. John Cortez, you got the UFF shit, and you got Official and C3. Goddamn, I love motherfucking battle rap.
Jesus Christ, B. I see some people saying they got Official, my nigga. It's 2-1. Taking the first two, I'm hearing?
Official?
Official taking the first two?
You know what? I see niggas saying that, though, man. I think a lot of niggas, let's be real. See, I mean, Official was the favorite going into the battle.
Official 1 and 2, my G.
I got C3, bro. God, I got C3 winning that shit. We talking about rhyming, man. I don't know, man. I don't want to throw fans under the bus, but it seemed like some fans is like, because Official's the favorite, so it's the cool thing to ride with Official. I don't want to be that nigga and say that. But damn, my nigga, I watched this shit 2 times. It's a classic, first of all. Let me say that again. And I ain't going to be too mad at niggas saying Official won that, but we going to sit and act like C3 didn't have rebuttals? Every round she came back and rebuttal what the fuck Official was saying, my nigga. I'm a rebuttal nigga. I love that shit. I fucks with Official too, man. Both of y'all, man, for real. We need both of y'all on the show together one day, if that's possible. We fucks with both of y'all, man. We fuck with Queen of the Ring, first of all. Heavy, man. Heavy! But some of y'all females, y'all need to watch this battle, man, for inspiration, man.
Yes.
QB, love you, mama. Love you, mama. But you going to let Official surpass you with these battles she got in, man. The girl is, Official's a problem, man. Don't get it fucked up, man. She's a fucking problem. You know what I mean? But
wow.
All right, let's hear what the fans have to say about this. All right, let's get this dude out of the way, man. Let's get this dude out of the way. 631-608.
My nigga, hey, Snake Eyes, you already.
Hey yo, it's Snake Eyes, man.
Get Snake Eyes out of the way. What's up, man?
Stop the presses, man. See, these days, y'all niggas get me mad, man.
Talk about it, hold on, Cats.
First off, how the hell you ain't see the battles? What you was cleaning that mustard thermal, nigga?
Fuck you, nigga.
Hey, yo, hold on, damn me, hold on, but
Snake Eyes, you sound like a fucking raspy, fucking garbage pail trick.
Nah, he's tired. I killed you with that. He's tired. Nah, look. Hold on. Some serious shit. Don't let 3 Letterman persuade you into this. Hold on. First off, let me shout out Queen of the Ring, man. That's a classic, you feel what I'm saying? But, dog, that is not the best battle of all time, my nigga. I mean, a new setting, Queen of the Ring doing it big. I get it. Shit was fire. But, come on, Shayna and Young Gaddix shit was fuego, too.
Hold on.
And I'm one of the ones that believe Official won this battle, my nigga. Hey, check this out. First off, C3 wigged off in the first round. You feel what I'm saying? Official wigged off, too. Right. C3 rebuttal in the second round was crazy. The rebuttal she said was crazy. But Official wigged out in the second round, man. Come on, man.
I get Official in the second round.
Hold on, back to her. Hey, yo, all her punches was landing hard.
Only the second round, Snake Eyes?
The second, the third, the first. Like, she was going crazy. C3 was going crazy. That was her best performance ever. Like, she went crazy, you feel what I'm saying? But it wasn't that. It's not how you making it seem, 311.
Man,
let me tell
you what that is, okay.
Hold on, I'm keeping it real, you feel what I'm saying? Because, Cap, you ain't see it, so now you're going to go to look at it and expect to see some off-the-wall shit, and that's not even what it's going to be.
This nigga here, man.
I'm just keeping it real. I have to keep it real, you feel what I'm saying?
A3, I'm seeing niggas say 2-1 Official 3. I'm seeing niggas say that right now.
I bet it's
that's
a million
niggas, man. They don't. I fuck with a C3 heavy. I guess, you know.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
You fuck with C3 Heavy, that's cool. But who won?
Hey, yo, check this out. On this show, man, it's okay to feel how you feel about certain battlers, but we have to keep it real at the same time.
And I am keeping it real, Negro.
That's true.
And I got
hold on. What I mean by keeping it real is everybody has their own opinion. You feel what I'm saying? Wait, three Letterman is making it like you want everybody to believe that 3-1. It's not the case. Official went crazy. I get it. C3 went to a whole nother level. Her best performance, my nigga. But Official was wigging. If anything, you just got to call out a tie, my nigga. You can't say C3 just clearly won that shit.
Son, I said she won 2-1. You acting like I said she got body bag, nigga.
I'm saying, all right. The way
2-1.
You was making. And you said that was the best battle of all time, but off that, because those are the ladies.
Hold on. I said the best queen
hold
of the
on,
ring battle of all time, my nigga.
Hold on. I'm off that, because that was the ladies. You feel what I'm saying? I'm off that. I'm a fan of the ring, but I don't run upstairs to go watch Queen of the Ring. I'm going to just say that. No shots at nobody. I'm just keeping it funky. You feel what I'm saying? But that battle's crazy. John, we're going to show John some love, my nigga. Because John did not go up there and look bad. You dig what I'm saying? John did not look bad. Let's be real. In the first round of that battle, Cortez kicked up late in that shit. Cortez ain't start wigging until he said the Jackie Robinson line. You dig what I'm saying?
How you had the battle scored, Snake Eyes?
On some G shit, I got Cortez winning.
How much? 2-1, 3-0, which one?
I got Cortez winning. Like in the John won the first round.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me John won a round, Snake Eyes?
That's a fact. John won the first round. John first line of the whole battle was crazy, nigga. Cortez didn't kick up to like the end of his round. Yo, if I'm lying, I'm flying. You feel what I'm saying?
You gonna be flying in a minute, nigga.
And listen, the second round, Cortez went crazy. That was his best round of the battle. That's when he was real cocky and doing all the shit Three Letterman talking about. But that was that round.
Silent.
He didn't do that the whole battle. You feel what I'm saying?
That's the second round, nigga. Don't misinterpret my words, nigga. The second round is a style on him.
But Cortez didn't have he ain't do that the whole battle. You dig what I'm saying? Like He just won three zips to me, all three rounds. Cortez went off. He won that battle. Salute to Cortez. But John also went crazy, too. John went crazy, too. But, yo.
Crazy? John went crazy?
Yo, John went crazy. He had bars. That was a good battle, my nigga. That was a good battle.
That was all right.
That was a good battle, my nigga. Like, that shit wasn't, I want to turn this shit off. Not at all. That shit had me entertained. Like, them niggas came to play. Like, they did their thing. You feel what I'm saying? But, yo, Caps, man. High double, man. Oh, man.
Yeah. Listen, hold up. That's my nigga right there. Fuck
yo, listen,
that shit.
Let me check this out, man. You ain't even see this shit yet, but get ready to see this shit because
your
man is dead, man. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, when you just asked how was he looking up there? My nigga, he looked stage fright. My nigga, he looked it like he was out of his league. Everybody watching him. When he choked, he looked it crazy. He sounded like a pig up there and shit. Like, what's wrong with him? that was the first round. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't know. Like, High Double has a style where he's dependent. Like, how many pins you got, my nigga?
Okay, hold up, though. But if he's breaking the scene, a lot of niggas just don't like his wordplay.
No, no. But what I'm saying is they only got 2 minutes. You feel what I'm saying? So he says something so many times that he don't even get to the end of that shit. You feel what I'm saying? It just be like, okay, but, yo, he just was not in no rhythm. I don't feel like he ever really got into a rhythm. I think when he choked in the first round, that shit already had him fucked up in the head. That's why in the second round, he choked even worse. You feel what I'm saying? He looked even crazy. And Snow went out this world, you heard?
Word.
But, yo, when I mean to tell you 3-0, clearly, he killed High Double. He killed that
nigga. Okay, all right. Did he kill him, or do you just not like High Double wordplay, my nigga?
Killed High Double caps, man. What that man
fuck?
Is dead.
Alright.
Real
man,
shit. Yeah, yo, 311, shit. I'm lying?
Nah, you ain't lying, son. You
like,
lying.
He died. You
oh, so wait a minute, so wait a minute, so wait a minute. So now you trust your letter man's statement.
Nah, yeah, I agree. Like, that's a true statement.
That's what they agree with me on. Yo, he lost with that pants on, my nigga. He should never rock those pants either, my dude.
Yeah, nah, it's not even about the pants. I ain't going to say it's about
the pants. I got beef with the pants, my nigga.
Come on, man. Like, he ain't had to wear the pants, but it wasn't because of the pants. Nigga, he just didn't come with that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Snow just took it to somewhere else. And not saying High Double ain't talented enough to, you know, have a good comeback and shit like that, but at that moment, on that stage, and that national, he just, he lost it. Like, Snow killed him. And then you're going to let this man end the battle off saying he the hip-hop Ronnie Cooper. No one Ronnie Cooper had a nigga reference and disrespected black people. And
that line was cold.
And he went last, and that was the last shit we heard. He killed him. That just confirmed the body bag. Like, damn.
But you know what? I was getting ready to ask that next. Did this nigga Snow have any of those black bars?
Yo,
he's
what
nice
I...
with that, son. He's nice. That's why I like this nigga Snow, B. This
hey,
nigga
on some real
care.
Shit, the most disrespectful line to me was the Ronnie Cooper shit,
yeah,
man.
I agree.
That was like, wow.
I understand my nigga Snow does that. He had the fucking Rosa Parks line before.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, like this, man. When you watch the show and he's already doing what he was doing for the first two rounds, when he say that in the third, you're just going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, so, High Double, man, salute to him. You know what I mean? He got the spotlight and shit. Yo, to be honest, I can't wait to see Ty Lord Prez on that shit. That shit.
Woo!
Woo! Like, I ain't even going to hold you, dude. That stage looked crazy, man. BET got that thing looking official. Mac doing it a whole nother. He talking about Summer Madness 4 in London.
In London, word.
Man, like, you know, battle rap is looking good right now, but you already know,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's my recap on the shit. You already know, man.
Snake Eyes, you already know, brother.
The fucking third one should be dry by now.
Right.
Man, this is crazy,
let's another
man.
Still got C3 winning.
Let's go 443-468. Yo, what's poppin'?
Yo, what's going on,
man?
Yo, word to that nigga Sneak Eyes, yo. That nigga Snow bodied that nigga AC.
come on. Now, first I'm hearing killed, now I'm hearing body. Come on, man.
Yo, he clearly 3-0'd that nigga. The only eye round that nigga AC had was the first round for real.
Yo, he really bodied him, my nigga? You think it was a body set? Yo, don't tell me that shit.
I ain't gonna say a body bag, but he definitely clearly got that, like, no debating, like, all three rounds, every round.
Damn, man. Shout out to AJ Double's my nigga, man. I fuck with that nigga hard, Bob. We talking the phone and shit, like, damn.
Yeah, nah, I fuck with the nigga AJ Double, but nah, that nigga, he had the choke, and then the nigga, he was reaching, man, heavy with the white jokes. Like, he was OD'ing with that shit.
Yeah, he
OD'ing. Oh, he was joking.
Nah, not joking. He was just OD'ing to say how the white shit for real.
Yeah, he was OD'ing with the white jokes. White comments, though, you know. White boy, that's what he sounded
like. That's not going to work against a nigga like Snow.
Nah.
That nigga was snapping on that nigga. That shit looking official, though. I want to know who going to win this shit for real.
What? Yeah, so, what's going on? You seen official with C3?
Nah, I ain't see that. I ain't gonna lie. All
right, you seen Cortez and John
John? I seen John the Don, though. That nigga Cortez, that nigga looking all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, he definitely got that 2-1. I got John John. He got the first round. What was the baby?
John got round one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not mad at that right there.
Nah, Cortez definitely got 2 and 3, though.
I could have sworn niggas was saying that Cortez 3-0'd them.
I got Cortez all three rounds.
No, the first round debatable. Like, you can go either way. I got John.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I got Cortez in the battle then.
Okay.
I didn't like John in this battle at all, to be honest.
Yeah, I swear, I ain't like that. Yo, if he come like that at Reed, I don't know my niggas.
Word.
Niggas, don't sleep on that nigga Reed, my nigga. That nigga, I feel like that nigga got something cooking up. Nigga sleeping on.
That's true. I feel the same way.
I'm still going with John though, buddy.
Man, you niggas, man. Because after hearing John freestyle on Wednesday, I'm like, all right, that nigga John is going to fight. I got to watch this battle, man. This is crazy. But, I mean, 2-1 is not bad. I'll take that because Cortez is not trash, my nigga. So, I'm not mad at the 2-1.
Salute 443. Let me get to a couple more, man.
All right, my dude.
All right. Yo, first of all, I said this, yo. Hold on. Let me say one thing. Snow is not going to lose when you show up to battle looking like that, bro. That dude looks crazy. You guys see that picture that you guys? Come on, yo. Dude looks like the guy from, man, I got to think about it, man. I'll come back. No,
you like a rock star, my nigga.
Like psychotic, man. Like the Amityville Horror dude, man. Like just when he gets possessed. Yo, he looks crazy. Dude looks crazy. You're not going to lose like that. Come on.
Yo, did y'all niggas hear that Murder Mook, Math Hoffa, Shook Ones freestyle niggas had? The battling?
Yo, I'm hearing Math went crazy on that shit. I was about to listen to that shit for the radio station came on.
I thought they both went in really and shit. I ain't going to front.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It was just good to see that, you know, them niggas had their discrepancies and shit and to jump on a track together. I thought that was mad ill, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's like when Mook made that track with Cassidy. I like that shit too.
With that being said, though, I don't want to see them battle now.
You don't?
Nope. Just because they did a song together, I don't want to see them battle right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I'm on them levels. I don't want. You niggas are doing songs. That's cool. I have no problem with that. I just don't want to see
but
you battle.
Hold on. Yeah, hold up, 3. You can't just do it like that because they made a song together, my nigga.
That's the only reason I'm doing it, brother. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not saying I'm right, Cap.
You know what, though? I see what you're saying, though, in a way, maybe, because it won't really be a grudge match, maybe. Because I guess I see the angle you're kind of saying shit. But I'm saying they make music, though, my nigga. This is what they do. They really make music.
But together, though, I was shot. Yo, and the track is dope.
My nigga, you got to understand, you can't expect these niggas to not make no music together, son. Come on, my nigga. You can't do that.
But let me ask you a question. When you heard Math Hoffa and Murder Mook did a song together, you wasn't like, word? Really?
Nah, because I think the majority, nigga, I seen Math and Mook in the same room saying they was getting ready to battle. This shit is entertaining, my nigga. I don't think these niggas, like, I know about the situation, but I don't think these niggas dead ass seriously be fucking hating each other.
They didn't hate each other, but now you're on a song together, y'all was penning bars together. It just, to me, it lost that. That last grudge match I wanted to see. I don't want to see it now. Uh-huh. If it happens, to be dope, but I ain't really going to go crazy now. I kind of lost, you know? You get some calls.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. You my brother, but I don't know if I can agree with that, my nigga.
I feel you.
I mean, that's taking a little bit too far right there. Like, because I'm pretty sure that's that single's gonna make noise, whatever the case may be. So
it's fire.
Yeah,
the joint is hard.
But I mean, the fire. I mean, you can't. All right, let me ask you a question. Would you rather them had not made the song at all and had battled over the song?
Wow, great question. I'm gonna say motherfucking yes.
That's what my nigga. You gotta understand, my nigga. That's the battle fan in us. You feel what I'm saying?
Right,
but
right.
I understand these niggas make music, so you don't want these niggas to really hate each other and shit like that.
Nah, I don't think these niggas. Not at all.
Nah, but just, I mean, you don't
after the battle, after the battle, then maybe do a song together. That'd have been dope.
Yeah, but that's like a mental thing, my nigga. That's only because niggas know the situation.
Right.
You really gotta think about that shit. Like, you can't say, I feel you in a way, though. I know what you're saying. But when you look at that shit realistically, you can't say, nah, these niggas can't make songs together and shit. Because they didn't battle. You feel me?
Because like, it's the last grudge match, my nigga.
Was it really the last grudge match, though? I mean, you still got...
Maybe not last, not last, but it's one of... All right, for the niggas that been here for a hot minute, you know what I mean? Matthew Mook was the last of the grudge match of Mohicans, or, you know, that we need to see go down.
Is that the number one grudge match that still hasn't gone down yet?
Verb and Mook, too. I would love to see Verb and Mook.
Which one you want to see more? I'm going to keep it real with you, my nigga. I wanted to see Verb and Mook before. I'm going to be real. Verb done lost a couple of battles now, so it's not the same no more. When I wanted to see Verb battle Mook was, you know what I'm saying, when you seen the fucking blog of this nigga some more paying him to battle and all that shit, that's
right.
Verb ain't lose yet then, in my opinion. But now that he done lost a couple of battles, I don't know if I want to, if I'm as hyped to see them battle anymore and shit. You know what I'm saying?
What about you, Tim?
I'd like to see him battle. I'm not even lying.
I think I want to see Verb and Lux, to be honest with you. I'd rather see Verb
and Lux.
You
know what? Even though they made this track, I want to see Math and Mook, too.
I'd rather see Verb and Mook now.
Verb and Mook?
Because these niggas did a track together.
I'm a battle fan. I want to see both.
These niggas smoke a herb in the studio, probably, and together. You know.
Man.
Battle, nigga. Let's do the song, man.
All right, let's see what the callers think about this. Yo, let's go 443-764.
You.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Seven Mitchell? What's going on with y'all?
What's going on, Seven Mitchell?
Thanks so much.
Seven Mitchell!
Hey, Cortez was wigging. I looked at that battle earlier. It was official. John had his shit, too, but Cortez, with his wordplay, was getting crazy.
Word?
Yes,
sir.
Yeah, Cortez wordplay. I gave it to him, too, man.
3-0 or 2-1?
No, I gave it to him 2-1. John, I don't think he had enough material in that third round. He did his thing. I got a hypothetical question for y'all, but I'm going to let y'all go for some shit I've been thinking about. It's about Lux. If he was to beat Mook, do you think at that point it's all right for him to just go ahead and bow out? Or do you feel like we need that him and T-Rex on camera battle?
Well, we can't think T-Rex, because Rex is retiring, though, right?
That's what he said, but, you know what I mean? Hypothetically, if that's on a promotion, and if Lux was the beat move, do you still feel like, because I still want to see Lux and Rex go at it, but only if he was the beat move. I think at that point of the game, then I figure out who was the best, especially coming out of Hall.
I don't think Rex could beat Lux at all, though.
You don't think so?
Nope.
I think Lux
will make that nigga look like a lost nigga, and I fuck with Rex. I think Rex, he'll make Rex look like a lost nigga for real.
Jeez.
What y'all think about Smack saying the Summer Man is sure could possibly be in London? You think that'll be a good look?
You know what? It's crazy. Come on, let's keep it real. We're in America, so it's going to sound. let's be totally honest about the situation. We're in America, so it seems.
You don't want him to go to London, huh? You bloody wanker, huh?
Nah, don't do that. You think it's crazy? Nah. That's a
you
change.
You don't want to sit tea and crumpets so much tobacco. Okay.
I think that'll be a good look. I mean, I know niggas over here ain't really going to try. I know they ain't going to fuck with that, but I think that's a good look. What's Smack doing? If he making power moves, the shit that he talking, I mean, you can expect some shit like that. And that's next level for them.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that shit going to progress. Man, I ain't mad at that shit at all right there.
Yeah, that shit would be crazy. But shout out to what y'all do, man. I ain't going to hold y'all nothing. I mean, shout out to
all right, Seven Metro, you're ready,
salute,
man.
Salute.
I'm ready, man.
Salute, homie.
Yo, what you brothers think about Lux and Rex if that was a going on? Am I bugging when I said that or what? School me.
Lux and Rex?
You don't think Lux would give him that work, though?
I don't know how interested I really am in seeing that, to be honest with you.
You got a gun rapper against a preacher. This is like Belly when fucking DMX is talking to the preacher in the room. That's what we're going to see. My brother's got to think about it. Exactly. I don't know.
I mean, you said Lux and Rex?
Yeah, that's what Seven was talking about.
I don't really see that being that close, to be honest with you. I mean, wait a minute. Do you niggas think Rex could win this one?
Nope.
I don't think Rex is gonna win it.
No, at all. I'm sorry. To Rex, I mean, you know.
No.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna sit here and say that. I think I see that happening.
Yeah.
But if Lux beats Mook, should he bow out, fellas, or what?
If Lux beat Mook, should he bow out?
Yeah.
I mean, but you gotta understand something. This is why this whole shit is crazy. Because they're getting paid in battle rap. So naturally, as fans, we're saying like that. But, you know, they're not going to battle because the money is there.
Yeah.
Who else is there for Lux to battle, though? Charlie Clips?
Verb.
Right, true.
I want to see Verb battle Lux because that whole third round angle shit, I just want to see that shit. I think that'll be a dope battle.
Lux and Verb?
Who? I mean, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. I mean, y'all think can't nobody beat Lux? Is it really like that to the point that it's like you don't see no one ever beating him? I mean, the reason why I'm saying that because a lot of people got Hollow beating him, so it's just like, are we now saying that Hollow is unbeatable also?
Nah, Hollow could be beat. Because Hollow's
a lot of niggas had Surf beating Hollow.
Exactly.
Not me. I actually had Hollow edging it.
Me too. I had Hollow edging it too.
So we kind of got to be, I mean, what are we saying here? Like,
hold on, my nigga Big Herb on Twitter said, Rex already beat Lux, y'all tripping. But Herb, that was a battle that we didn't see, my nigga. We heard about it, but that's not a battle that we saw. I think Lux even said that Rex beat him before in the battle, but it was on camera.
That's the problem right there. That's the problem is that we didn't see it.
Exactly.
So it's just like the hatred is just like, all
right. Right.
I would love for the footage to pop up somewhere like good.
Exactly.
Battle, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I can't talk about footage that we ain't see, though, my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, well, I beat this nigga just so you don't care. Well, niggas,
I mean, can we really judge that shit? I mean, can we really count that? Or is that their shit? That's their personal shit. That's not, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not counting that, Caps.
Yeah, well, if I don't see that shit, I mean, in my opinion, what the fuck? You might have thought you won. I might think you lost.
Exactly.
Yo, you know what? Some niggas be funny and shit. Some niggas be listening to the battle. The battle's like, then Hollow make it seem like he lost when he battled Surf.
He did,
but,
though.
Like,
I agree.
I think Hollow was on some shit. The fans looking fuck. Hollow was sounding like Surf beat him. And Surf was making it seem like he beat Hollow.
Chilla Jones did the same thing as B-Magic. Chilla Jones made it seem like after the battle that B-Magic clearly beat him.
Yeah, I agree with that shit right there.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's go back. I don't agree with that shit right there, my nigga.
Can Clips be Lux? What angle? I mean, I don't think Charlie could do if they battle Clips and go the comedian route with Lux. They can clown him, yeah, but not all three rounds, though. You can't, you know what I mean? Fuck that. I'm trying to see Hollow against Charlie Clips. That's all I want to see right now.
There you go.
You feel me, Tibbo?
I'm the same way. I want to see that. Let's take a couple more calls. Hold on.
Let's go.
917-335. You want?
Yo?
Yo.
What's going on, man?
Yo. Yo, what's popping? Yo, I didn't even press one and shit. Y'all just put me through, but I don't give a fuck. What's popping, yo?
Jacob.
Yeah, this Jacob. What up?
What up, Jacob? What
up, Jacob?
Man, I'm chilling.
Hey, Jacob, you seen the battles, yo?
I missed the I didn't see the female battle yet, but I did see the John Cortez, and I did see Snow body your boy 3-6.
Oh, you niggas.
Body bag.
You niggas ain't shit, man.
Yo, it is what it is, man. Yo, you can't let these doctors, you know, lose, and then because they're your people, you want to feel sorry for them, so you give them a round. It's not popping. Now, don't sugarcoat shit. The homie got body 3-6. That's it.
Talk that shit. Shake up.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, Cortez and John, I need to watch that again, man. Like, I don't know.
Was it close?
I don't know. Cortez, his wordplay is popping. I fuck with him, but it's starting to get boring. I want to see something else, man. Like,
oh, wow.
Got to start being more creative. Like, I don't know. How long could we keep seeing B-Magic, even though he's nice, mad punchlines, do the same shit over and over? Why do you think he got bodied by fucking, what's his name? The Detroit nigga.
Uh-oh. Timbo, you want to grab his one? You want to grab his one, Timbo?
Whoa.
Yo, motherfuckers is real cerebral with this shit. They starting to read. You got niggas got me to switch up their styles a little bit, tweak it. Come on.
But Jacob, hold up. You don't think Cortez has gotten better after the, he was a whooping boy for a hot minute. Cortez is one of the whooping boys. Now, it seems like he got his niche now. You don't feel that?
He got his niche with the wordplay, yeah, but how long is he going to be doing the same wordplay for? Like, you think it's just going to be forever until he get bodied again and then niggas he ain't going to have to switch up? Niggas got to stay on their toes.
True,
just
I agree with that. They got to stay on their toes. I agree.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's not nice.
Right.
His wordplay is fire. But
switch
it up a little bit, you know? Give the fans something different. Why do you think niggas fucking with these PG motherfuckers?
Right.
Keep seeing the same shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For real. Like, Danny Myers is creative as a motherfucker. Like,
yes,
you don't know what he's going to say. Like,
yes, sir.
Shit is he's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, I don't know who – I don't got a winner for that Cortez and John shit yet. I want to watch it again. I want to watch it again. I gave it to Cortez, really, but I don't want to – you know, I'm always saying that, you know, John losing this shit. So, I don't know. Something about John, he really don't do it for me. So, like, I don't know. So I don't want it to say 3-0 or 2-1 yet. I want to watch it again, give it another shot and see how I feel about it. But, you know, y'all keep doing y'all thing. And one more thing I want to say. To these fucking fans, you know what I'm saying, hating, trying to make it look like – like battle rap, like the shows, like Battle Rap Arena and y'all show, like y'all stealing and biting, like yo, motherfuckers need to stop that. We all love battle rap. We all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, we all got the same motive to try to make battle rap better. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, stop hating. Stop complaining when you watch a battle critiquing everything. That just stop hating, yo, for real. Enjoy this free content we get, especially if motherfuckers ain't supporting. Go to events, you know what I'm saying? They want to be online, seeing who won it. They're like, oh, this nigga lost. He wasn't even there to watch the battle. Like, I'm sick of hearing that shit. Like, niggas need to stop
complaining,
man. For real. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, I fucks with y'all heavy. Keep doing y'all thing, man. I'm listening to the show.
Yo, salute, homie, you already, B.
My nigga, Math Hoffa, just tweeted, y'all bugging, scratching my head. Hoffa, son, I think I know you talking about Hoffa. I see you, Hoffa. I'm just saying, y'all niggas didn't song together. I'm not saying I don't want to see you and Mook. It just didn't look, it's good for hip-hop. It's good for battle rap, Mook. I mean, Math, but I'm just that nigga. Like, the grudge matches, y'all niggas was the last two of the grudge matches. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Math. What's up, Math?
Yeah, shout out Hoffa. Hold on, Caps. Last night, right? I'm at the hospital, so I look on Twitter this morning, and I seen somebody tweet to me and you talking about Battle Rap Arena against us. Let me tell y'all fans something real quick. We are not trying to go against Battle Rap Arena. We don't talk about Battle Rap Arena. There's no shade at Battle Rap Arena. My man Caps made a blog shouting out Battle Rap Arena. Me and Timbo actually know Jesse and Psycho. We fucks with them. How can we come on the show and diss these niggas when we call over there? What format? We don't have a format like this. We have other rappers come on the show. Not just battle rappers. Rappers, executive, program directors. We ask niggas to freestyle on our show. So I think, this show is for fans. We're not holding battle rappers' hands. So y'all niggas really knock that shit the fuck off because none of us this battle rap arena. When niggas be tweeting us and saying, oh, F that show, I don't retweet it. I don't even comment if you niggas don't know this. Because there's no shade over there. We're not doing that over here. Y'all niggas look at us like, oh, we starting trouble. No, the fuck we not. We not bothering nobody over here, my nigga. I digress.
Yo, I didn't even know niggas was saying that shit.
Talk to him.
Yeah, son. Yeah.
Nah, we ain't talking about Battle Rap Arena, man. I mean, that should be common sense, though. I mean, we say that show the goddamn time.
Yeah. That's divide and conquer, my nigga.
Say that again?
We've implemented different things on this one, man. You know what I mean? We do things. It's not the same, and we're not trying to steal formats or anything like that. That's not what we've done at all. You know what I'm saying? This is a fan show. It's strictly what it is. We are three fans. At the end of the day, that's exactly what we do, and we're giving you guys stuff that we want to hear. We want to hear rappers spit. We want to hear
they want us to hear us go back and forth and have this war business with niggas. And we not doing that over here.
Hold up. For the motherfucking record,
You know what I'm saying? And I pretty much co-sign, well, now I don't pretty much co-sign everything, because we debate back and forth. I fuck with my brother Hart. This is Angry Fan talking math. You know what I'm saying? That's Dre you talk about. Talk about a whipping boy. That's not me. That's three letter man.
I think it's all good.
No, it's good as shit. I want niggas to know who's who and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I try to shit. Because a lot of times, you know what it is, my nigga? In my blogs and shit, if I say one thing, and then they hear you say that shit on the radio, mm-hmm. and I don't agree with that shit, that affects that. You dig what I'm saying? That's what that shit's about, though. But, yo, that nigga said a whipping boy.
Yeah.
Let's hit these calls. Come on, come on.
Let's take these calls, man. 618-222.
Math
need to be calling the fuck up, nigga.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, man?
Yo, what up, man? Yeah. It's this DMVP boy, your boy Big Phil. Hey, man, I just want to shout out the Angry Fan Movement. You know what I'm saying? Three-letter man, I hear you out there. I agree with you when it comes to math and the grudge match, son. That's something I've been waiting to see.
Mm.
And I'm just flipping up the aisle.
But Dan V, are you saying a song really changed that because they did a song together?
Yo, it's the dynamics, man. It's almost like the other day I've been waiting to see, you know, the Lux Mook joint. You know, I was online and you know, they in a cypher together in a minute, you know, and they're supposed to be battling each other. You know, it takes away from kind of the anticipation, the hype, you know what I mean? If Mayweather is out on a boat cruise with Malinaji or Maidana before the fight, man, it take everything away from, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, yeah, but let me ask you a question. Give me an honest answer. Not even just as a battle rap fan, as a person, all right? Are you telling me that what was a better look, them battling or the song?
Oh, okay. I can take the look saying that it is a good look for music, for battle rap. You know what I'm saying? They both nice. You know what I'm saying? I mess with both of them dudes heavy, but if you're, like you said, if you're taking the battle rap fan away from it, then I can see that. I mean, I like that. You know what I'm saying? But when you want to see that match, you know what I'm saying? How long we were, you know, that's why Hollow and Lux lived up to what it did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm.
That joint still got crazy replay value for a lot of people because the anticipation, everything. You know, I watched that battle again the other day, you know, and I still pick up on little things in it. You know, now that it's over, you know, I don't want to see it again. You know what I mean? I don't want to see it again. I want to see, you know, that moment is now captured. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I know what you nigga.
You know what it is, Caps? It's like the NBA Finals, right? You got LeBron and Kevin Durant, right? During the Finals, these niggas are eating lunch together, fucking chopping it up together. No, nigga, this is the NBA Finals. You ain't supposed to fuck with each other.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm just watching the Detroit Pistons, the 25th anniversary of the 89 Finals. They're doing a joint on NBA TV, right? Can you imagine Joe Dumars and Jordan sitting across for dinner from each other that week?
Yes, son. I'm
coming up on a game six?
I'm old head, man. I'm OG. I'm not with all that. Nah. I'm not with the dapping and shit before the battles. Nah. I want niggas to go for blood, make vlogs, crack on each other, then do a song.
Yo, Matt, DM your first six, yo. Matt's on the line, yo. Damn, Matt is on the line. All right. I want to hear what Matt's got to say about this one. I really do because I got to be honest with you, man. I got to be real with you.
Let the Brooklyn boy go at it real quick. We got it popping.
Yo, I got.
Hey, let
I
me ask you a question before you
right
let
here.
Me go.
What's good?
Hey, just before you go, ask Math, put Math on the spot and ask him what he really think about how dudes need to make it from the PGs up to what we call the top tier and see what his perspective is on that. Other than that, man, I'm out. Danny Myers for president. Peace.
Wow,
he's up for president. Damn.
I overhyped Danny Myers. Nah, it wasn't
all
me.
Right,
it wasn't me.
Hoppa's on the line. Hallelujah.
Oh, boy, here we go. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Hoppa.
Yeah.
What's good, Hoppa?
What's up with these multiple violations I'm hearing, my nigga?
Talk to me, Hoppa. What I did now, sir? What I did, family?
Three letter man.
Oh, God.
Whipping boy? Come on.
Wait a minute.
Man, don't do my nigga like that, man.
All right,
don't do
Matt,
my nigga
Hold on. We talking on a fan's perspective. This is the Angry Fans Radio, man. And let's keep it real.
I know that's your boy, but we can't act like there's a, at one particular time, the fans used to really get at Cortez till he found the wordplay, my nigga. That's all I'm saying. We keeping it funky over here, my
dude. I'll be honest with you. I think if there's any fans that was doing that, my nigga, I think that was during the time where it was like the East versus the Midwest.
And whatever the Midwest time it was, man, it happened, though, brother. It happened,
you know what I mean?
Girl.
Like, they just wanted to show love for the niggas that was from their area, so they kind of got on some fuck these East Coast niggas and da-da-da-da-da, and these niggas is whack and all that. Because I experienced a little bit of that shit myself, battling Verb. You know what I'm
saying? Not like Cortez, though. Yeah. Not like Cortez. You ain't getting like Cortez.
Yeah, you can't call him a whipping boy, though, my nigga. You can't do
he
that.
He was one of the whipping boys.
He
was
whooping on Cortez,
Math.
My nigga.
Hold up, Math. Hold up, Math. Cortez used to get fucked up back in the day, my dude. We didn't see the Fight Club shit, but I mean, like, back in the grind time, he wasn't one of the best, my nigga.
Damn, my nigga, you going back to grind time, my nigga?
I count a nigga's career.
Cortez is one of the niggas that really grinded with this battle shit. Like,
that's
what really we're
giving
a prize, man. I'm talking about this nigga has probably 20-plus battles in the Fight Club, not to mention the shit in grind time that never came out. You feel what I'm saying?
Math, Cortez came on our show the other day and even said he admitted himself, man.
You can't call him a whipper boy.
But so hold on, Math. Cortez came on the show the other day and said people used to get at him. This is facts. You can pull up the episode, my nigga.
Yeah, I know niggas got at him, but calling him a whipping boy is something different, my nigga. Like, come on, a whipping boy?
Now, he wasn't a whipping boy,
my nigga.
But you know what, too, Math?
You
know what, though, Math?
You
know what, though, Math?
The category of a whipping boy. You think Cortez
I'm going to answer that question. Once again, this is a fan show, so I see everything that moves and breathes around battle rap with the fans. And me going on Twitter, talking to fans, before the A-Verb battle, a lot of people used to get at Cortez.
Yeah.
These battles are not popping. He's weak. I'm not saying I said this, you know, Matt. I'm saying the public.
See that? I don't know, man. I don't know because you, before that, X Factor. You battled X Factor before that.
You beat X Factor.
So where was X choked
from the door, though. He did choke from the door.
Yeah, he did. He did. He was good.
After Hitman
Holler,
he didn't really have no dope battles like that, though, Matt. For a while, though.
You got to think about how these matchups even happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's choosing the matchups?
He lost to Tay-Rock.
When you got leagues where
Tay-Rock was wild,
man.
Tay-Rock got
around. Yeah, Tay-Rock was all right.
Don't act like Suge wasn't coming too, my nigga.
Nah, Suge, I say that was more like the niggas, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you be in the crowd, you be smoking, you be drinking, you get up there, you don't got no water, like, this shit chokes you up, you know what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, Suge just looks like he's doing something, my nigga. Half the time he ain't saying shit.
Once again, hold on, I want to reiterate something real quick. I'm not calling Cortez a whipping boy.
Say it again?
I'm not calling Cortez a whipping boy. I don't want nobody saying I said he was. This is what fans have told me.
Look, man, you need to stop talking to them fans.
All right, man. I'm going to
stop talking to them fans.
I'm going to stop talking to them fans.
So I want to address something else, too, man, because I was just talking about the joint with me and Mook.
Yeah.
And for the record,
y'all dapping
that's
and
not
shit.
Something we didn't get in the studio and do that. We didn't even know that was happening.
Oh.
It was more of Ted Smooth was doing a mixtape, and he kind of got niggas to come through and on separate occasions. He was like, yo, put a verse on this, but I might mix it with somebody else's. And I'm like, who? He's like, nah, I don't know yet. You know what I'm saying? I laid my verse down. He laid his verse down. And then when the shit came out, I was like, oh, shit. Nigga threw Mook on it. This should be crazy. You know what I mean? And then the whole shady shit. But don't get it twisted, my nigga. I mean, I could stand around niggas and smile and shit, but I don't give a fuck, nigga. You put that nigga in front of me, everything's going to come out, my nigga.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
You feel me?
The concept of the video, that's like when y'all supposedly had a beef in Harlem, right? When you walked in the store and you saw niggas and supposedly...
It's a clothing store.
Right. I caught that, man. I catch everything, nigga. I catch everything that moves around this motherfucker, son. I peep that. I like the concept they're doing here and shit. This is a cool concept. I like the video concept. You know what I mean? Y'all picked Shook Ones. That was dope. You know what I mean?
I got to give that credit to Ted Smoke, though. He the one that picked all that shit out. He put it together. I was just a nigga that said, you know what? There should be a video for this. Fuck it.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But, nah, if me and Mook got on the stage, my nigga, there's no holds barred. Like, no hold. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, that is the last great grudge match.
That really is, you think, the last great one?
I feel like it's the biggest grudge match because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it shit is in the past, but shit actually got physical. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these grudge matches just be niggas making blogs and saying, oh, I want to see this nigga match up with that nigga, and everybody's talking about it, and then it's like, all right, we're going to make it happen, and then the shit gets stalled out, and it becomes a grudge match because niggas is talking shit in between that time. But the shit between me and Mook was actually something real. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a
but, man,
situation.
You got to understand, the general public see that video, and we're like, oh, man, these niggas is fucking dapping and shit, smoking blunts, looking for chicks together probably. I mean,
my nigga, listen, I got a psychiatrist now. I'm going to therapy. Showing me how to be cordial with these niggas.
I feel like, you, bud.
I could jazz out on a lot of shit. The whole shit with organic responding to my video. Like, I could have went off and said a whole bunch of shit about business. But, you know, I'm learning to be cordial, my nigga. Like,
That's true. Yeah. When you coming to Miami, nigga?
So don't worry about it. I'll be out here.
You gonna holler at me when you get me touched down or what?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that because I didn't do that last time and I was out there for damn near 5 months.
I know. We need to get up and shit, man.
Word. Where you be at though, my nigga? I was in the club. I was.
Nigga, I'm everywhere. You gotta holler at me, nigga. You got my math, man. Holler at me. No pun intended, man. Holler at me.
I got you. But yeah, Cortez versus John 3-0.
I got 3-0 too. But you going to say 3-0 because that's your man's in Brooklyn, nigga. NYB, Murder Ad, we know it, man.
Nah, because I gave Lux a round against Hollow.
That's true.
So,
that's
you know,
true.
It's just how it plays out, how I see it.
Hey, yo, Mav.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to battle Swave or Head Ice?
I don't want to see that.
No?
I mean,
can you say
Swave and Ice are probably like, they probably the Harlem niggas that I'm the coolest with, but I've tried to set that up in the past. You remember the second Killers event was supposed to be Team Homie versus NYB.
Okay.
It was going to be Cortez versus Lottaze, Hands versus T-Moneybags, and me versus Swayze.
So, you know, Swayze,
keep your eyes out. I mean, it might still go down, but just
but
not,
hold on.
Not
I
the
see
way
Swayze
y'all think
do
it's going to go down,
man.
But it's, say it again.
Swave has done blogs where he say y'all are mad tight, my nigga.
I mean, niggas be cool. But like I said, it's no hold. There was a point where I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, yo, Ice, let's make it happen. I tried to set it up 3 times, my nigga. Sometimes a nigga says no, and sometimes a nigga finds another way to say no. Like, give me a whole lot of money that I never got before.
True. Gotcha.
Yeah. I think niggas be trying to get retirement money when they battle me. Like, I don't be understanding that shit. Like, insurance money or some shit. Like, shit is crazy.
Hey, yo, man, is there anybody on your radar and shit?
On my radar?
Yeah.
There's a lot of niggas. You know, PG niggas, they got pretty upset about what I had to say, which was kind of ridiculous because
you call them
I
Mexicans,
know,
Math. You call them Mexicans, my nigga.
But not in a way where they get exploited.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. They don't understand what's
I
really
know
going
analogy,
on and they get exploited.
Yo, I know the analogy you made, but you called them
Mexicans,
my nigga. I seen that shit. I said, oh, man.
But I mean, but yo, look at these niggas, man. These niggas be in the background cheesing, dapping, hugging, and damn near necking each other, my nigga. Like, they just happen to be it.
Yo, Math, you ain't shit, Math. You ain't shit, Math.
Nah, you can't say I ain't shit, my nigga. I come from an era where niggas was different. You know what I'm saying? There was tension in battle rap. There was a street element that made niggas be interested in this shit. You know what I'm saying? If everybody was dapping and giving hugs and all that shit in the beginning, it probably wouldn't be where it is right now.
Oh, yeah. So that means these niggas is probably right about you and Mookton. So y'all, you think the battles are better if the animosity is really there and shit? Really, niggas really don't like each other and shit?
I mean, there's places where you have to put things. You take your feelings and you put them in the closet because it's not the right time for that. But I think if that battle went down, open up the closet, you pull all that shit out and show niggas, look, nigga, I've been trying to tell y'all niggas I'm better than you motherfuckers in on so many levels for years. Now's my time.
All right, Hoff. We got Disaster about to come on, my nigga. Your boy Disaster about to be in a minute.
This dickhead, this nigga. Yo, Disaster's, I don't know, man. That nigga's confused, man.
Oh, boy.
Confused, man. I hope he's listening right now, man.
Oh, boy. Yo, Matt, he was talking about, I don't know what the hell happened, man. He was talking about he was going to battle you and shit. What happened?
Exactly. Ask him about it. The nigga, he went on some radio station talking about, I want to battle him for the culture. I hate his fucking smile. He's always smiling. And then he does this shit. I know he's a good dude. I know. Shut the fuck up, Disaster. Like, you really don't know.
Damn, this nigga. Broken coming out so quickly, man. Yo, Math, hold up. Somebody on Twitter just hit me, and I agree with this battle. You and Ill Will need to go down, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, man.
Why?
Real talk.
Why?
Because he needs a headline pass?
Oh, damn, Hoffa. Come on.
Why?
Son, he's a young bully. He's a young fucking comer.
Why does me and Ill Will need to go down? Because he reminds y'all of me or something? Because he does
it'd be a dope battle,
shit,
my nigga.
He's like the real talk, nigga. Why?
I mean,
you're a bully, Math. You know that. You know why. You're a bully. He's like, he's a bully.
Howard bodied him in his third round.
Who?
And he said it himself. He tweeted it. He said, somebody asked him, like, yo, when is you and Math going to go down? He said, oh, Math said I need to get some pussy first. So,
yeah, I did see that tweet.
You know, you got to go take care of that.
So basically you're saying, who raised these niggas, huh?
No, I'm just saying, look, man, if y'all niggas going to allow yourselves to be exploited, don't come to me trying to battle me. I'm going to go take some. Yeah, I'm going to take some niggas that you never heard of this year.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be nobody that called me out on no dumb shit or whatever. It's not going to be nobody that's gunning for it because they got fans, and the fans want to see them on that level. Why don't the fans think you're on that level yet? Why do you
Ill is nice, though, man. Come on, B. Young boy's nice, though.
I'm just saying,
yo,
man.
Is Disaster on, Timbo?
Yo, we about to have Diz on, bro.
Plug him in right now, man. Plug him in with Math right quick.
Plug him in with Math?
Plug him in with Math. Let's go.
Yeah, bring him in. Bring him in.
Plug him in, nigga.
Let's get him popping. Let's go.
He's not on right now. Hold on. He's going to call up. He's calling up in a second. Hold up.
I fuck with Angry Fan Radio, and I was just tuned in on some. Let me hear what niggas is talking about.
Word, don't doubt, my nigga. You already know, Alpha, man.
But you know what? I don't really see another good matchup for Matt for me, like, because he's a bully. Whatever.
I do.
My nigga,
it will.
At this point, my nigga, I'm the show. If I take a battle.
Yeah. You know what? He is right, my nigga.
Him and
well,
Ill
not even, not even, out. Man, because you just battled, didn't you just have a battle?
My last battle was K-Shine.
Yes, K-Shine.
K-Shine.
I ain't like that battle, son.
Why?
I understand niggas doing the beats thing. You know, I don't want to see you battling a nigga that's 4'11", my nigga. I don't want to see you battling a nigga that's 4'11".
Yeah, I know. It's like, it just doesn't,
it
doesn't
weird.
Look right.
You know, like, that's why you and Ill Will need to go down.
But see, that just goes to show I'm in a different category, my nigga. Niggas watch my battles for different reasons. If it was Kyle Law versus some short nigga, nobody would care that he's mad. He's way taller than the nigga. Niggas want to see a tension factor with my battles.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but come on, Bapper. You kind of caused that yourself, my nigga. Like, you the bully. You me, my nigga. You can't blame us, nigga.
Look, man, shout out to everybody whose first battle was probably me doing something I shouldn't have been doing or whatever. You know what I mean? And after that, they got hooked to battle rap.
Mm.
It was like a
game.
The shit that I The shit that I did was like a gateway for people who don't really pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So
I never thought about that shit.
I mean, think about it. Shit pops up on Worldstar. Niggas like, who the fuck is this? Oh, shit. Oh, that nigga cracked him. Oh, let me go look this shit up. One of these niggas. Oh, I like the
title. What do you think about Organic's tweets? What he was tweeting about, though? I thought he said he made some major. You made points, but I think he made some points, too. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, all right. I wanted to answer this in the blog, but fuck it, since I'm on Angry
Radio,
let me just address this. All right, and for those of you that have been the king of, you know, KOTD events and all that shit, it's usually a 2-day thing, right? Have any of y'all ever been to the King of that, Joe?
No.
Not in Canada.
Okay, it's usually a 2-day event, and it's mixed with a whole lot of things other than just the battles that you really want to see. So if you're spending money on booking a huge club out, you got rental fees and all that shit, I can understand where Organic is coming from, because the way he conducts what he's doing, it is much a bigger expense, because, you know, he's mixing his PGs with the headline battles. The shit is going on for the whole weekend. Yeah, I get that you have a shortage of money, but if you concentrated on just, okay, King of the Dot event, blah, 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 6 battles that you want to see, there would be more bread there.
Math, what do you say
and
to a league owner?
I haven't even cracked into the whole royalty factor yet. But niggas don't want to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about that.
Let me ask you a question. If I'm a league owner, right, I'm going to give you a battle prime example, DNA versus Enes. You know the time I got to give Enes his money after that fucking whack-ass performance he did? I'm cringing in my stomach having to pass this nigga money, my nigga.
Yeah.
Cringing.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but at the end of the day, it's a show.
That wasn't
a show,
my nigga.
Niggas watch that. Yo, you don't watch that battle and laugh at the way that nigga's acting?
That's the only thing I watch is a laugh.
Exactly. So it's still a show, my nigga.
That nigga Enes was wild. Yo, matter of fact, Matt, that nigga Enes was calling you out. Now I think about it.
I don't know why for.
He had my name on his dumbass T-shirt. That nigga's crazy.
He started freestyling about you in the blogs.
He got a Kill Bill list, and he's Bill. You think he's crazy?
Where does that say, son?
Yo. He's calling up, man.
Hold on. See, Matt be on that bullshit, man.
My therapist is texting me now.
Oh, man, this nigga here. Yo, what do you think about Smack saying he might take Summer Madness 4 to London, Matt?
I think an event in London would be dope, but I don't know Summer Madness in London.
That shit should be in Miami. Why are you going to tell a nigga do some shit in Miami?
My nigga, I've been telling these niggas for years, my nigga. For years.
He's sleeping, man.
I had a spot out in Miami, my nigga, where we would have got the door, and niggas didn't want to do it.
Man, these niggas bugging, man. It's the best place to do that shit.
No cover. You ain't got to worry about the bar, nothing. Free spot. The shit hold like 800 people. Niggas ain't going to do it.
But is Miami got is a big battle rap community, though, my nigga?
I mean, I was...
Compared to New York, Detroit,
again,
Chicago, you know what I mean?
Again, speaking from, you know, when I go to these events, I pop up at the end of the line.
Right.
Not that. Everybody else that's on that line. And most of the times... It's not niggas from New York. It's people coming in from all different types of places. So you throw it in some place like Miami, which is like a tourist spot.
Right,
there's
enough
hotels out there and all that. Like, this shit will still be jam-packed, my nigga, because there's a powerful,
Battle Rap has a powerful
following.
1 second, man. We got Diz on the line right now. 323-874.
Yo.
Bashir.
Disaster.
What up, Diz? What up, Diz?
Yo, good.
What's
good?
What's going on,
this.
Brother?
What's going on? You ready to die in June? You ready?
Ready to die?
In June?
Man.
You ready to die, bro?
you think that that's really going to happen?
What do you mean? We agreed to the battle already. Ain't you ready to die?
You agreed to the battle. I haven't gotten the contract, no nothing.
You retweeted it, so you ready to come to LA, aren't you, Matt? You ready, right?
This will be the third time, Bashir.
Hey, yo, Matt, is that true or not true? Hey, yo, Matt.
Matt was trying to kill me. You said that, right?
I got up on you at the YouTube theater. You was a mark. And this is Dre Street nigga talking to you. A real nigga.
Look,
yo,
man.
Matt, stop with the fucking this fucking bullshit because you think there's some guy, bro. We can't wait till you get out to L.A. so we see that puppy look in your eyes like when daylight spilled water all over you. You sit over here and act like you didn't do it because you were at YouTube.
You're talking to somebody who gets it popping on stage. They like, get the fuck out of here, man. Shut the fuck up. You just talking shit, my nigga. Cut it out. Like, they ain't have to step in the middle of that. Like, they ain't edit the fucking footage. Like, I ain't have to sit in the fucking YouTube conference room after that because niggas was like, yo, we're worried that you was going to do something. Get the fuck out of here, man. Water on my shoes, my nigga. You know what I do? Water on my shoes, for real?
Everybody's scared of math, but for what?
Exactly, Bashir. Like, why is this the three-time curse time?
Bashir, just because you know my name, Justin. Shut the fuck up, Justin.
Why is this the
third time?
We're going
to see how tough you are, Justin. We gonna see how tough you are, bro. We can't wait till you out here, bro. We can't wait till you do all the crap. I'm gonna ruin your face 30 times, bro. I'm gonna ruin your face 30 times, and I dare you to swing, Matt. You're gonna leave it a stretcher, bitch. For the record,
it wasn't just the woo. Me and this guy actually had personal problems.
Woo!
I don't think the woo is gonna do it. But if you get up there acting like I'm Arsenal, you might have a little issue in your head.
What?
Calm that down. Calm it down. Just calm it down. Calm it down. Third time, Bashir. I'm waiting on the contract.
Hey, you better not even try nothing on this. We're going to have your ass on the stretcher, boy.
No violence, my nigga. Let's keep it right, man. Who is that talking? Nah, never keep it right. Man, don't keep it right. None of that shit down here in L.A. You can keep that shit up at your house. Don't try that shit in L.A. I'm gonna fuck you up, boy.
I mean, who is that? This three on it, nigga. Grace Three Wilds. What are you talking about?
We're not trying to hear all that shit, my nigga. Put Diz on the phone. We don't want to talk to you. Put Diz on the phone.
You a mark. I already got up on you, so I know. You shook my hand and everything like that.
Keep it rap, Mav. You the one. Don't keep it rap, my nigga.
We're not promoting that violence. Y'all niggas talking crazy.
Before you lose your New York passport, cut this bullshit out, man. Get that clown off the phone. Who the fuck that clown
no,
is?
It ain't no losing nothing, boy.
All right, hold up.
Let's get his ass on the phone, man. What's good, Diz?
I'm still right here.
Okay, that's what it is, my nigga. Come on now.
All right,
yo,
Diz, do you want Matt on the phone or not? Hold up,
my nigga. Keep him off the line. I've been chilling.
Don't do no dumb shit like that.
Yeah, let's not take it there, man. Let's keep it, you know.
Hey, Matt's always the one getting crazy, man. I'm always chilling. Matt's always trying this stupid shit, and then when shit gets turned up, he's trying to chill the fuck out.
What am I trying, man?
I'm trying to have a good battle with Matt. Like, this is the reality of it. Matt ain't going to never stop with the bullshit games until he gets checked for real, and this is why he's on some bullshit. But when you come to L.A., ain't nobody going to do nothing to you. We just going to battle, Matt. But if you try that stupid shit, we letting you know what's going to happen, and that's it. And you don't think I put these people on the phone to talk to you? No, Cat's been wanting to address you, Matt. I've been holding Cat's back from addressing you because you're always on this bullshit online, but me and you are homies.
What?
No, hold on. Me and you are homies off this shit, and now you playing all this crazy shit. You playing all this crazy shit, so now you know it's good, bro. Laugh as much as you want. That's the reality. You got people fooled. You got people fooled. It is what it is.
Yo, Diz, cut it out, man. Cut it out, man.
We're going to let you go, bro. Because this is time right here.
Anyways,
there
man.
There you go.
We're going to let you go, because this is Diz's time right here. I don't want to do it like that, we have Diz schedule on for right now. This is getting crazy here.
All right, we got Diz on right now.
Me.
Yeah. Shout out to Matt for calling up the Ferretta, but we had this schedule then.
Yeah, they have this schedule though.
Yo, Diz.
And I just knew
Diz.
Diz.
Hold on.
That shit is crazy, bro. I mean, I can't battle now.
Yo, every fan radio be crazy.
Turn up!
Man.
Oh, that shit be crazy, son. Niggas be turned up on the radio station. That shit crazy, though. That nigga did turned up on some other type shit. Like, damn,
but
all
see,
right.
Let me ask you a question. If you a league owner, man, these niggas can't battle, son.
Yeah. You think, you know what I'm saying?
You got this actor acting like Ric Flair on here. Woo! I mean, he put his mans on the phone.
I mean, what was that about right there? I didn't even realize that shit.
I'm used to that, though.
I'm used to that. And didn't realize that it wasn't even this. Like, what the fuck?
But you know what, though? That happened to me this week. A nigga called my phone and put his man. Let me shut up. Never mind.
Yo, where's this at?
Hold on. He's in the call bag. Hold on.
Never mind.
So you guys not booking this battle?
Wow, you know what? That's a very good question, B.
Heavy security, my nigga. Heavy security. Heavy.
Let me ask you a question. Is it worth it?
Yeah. Grudge match, nigga. This is all I want to see. Grudge match. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. When you got a nigga like Disaster saying when you come to Cali, I don't like when niggas say when you come to my city. It's like, oh, bro, come on, B.
Man,
you know what I mean?
This was kind of crazy, man.
Because then you're insinuating that, you know?
Yo, for all you niggas out there, some of why y'all stopped it. Like, we not advocating. We not, like, that was some other shit right there. Niggas, some of they can't go to each other time. Like, we ain't trying to have that combo over here, my niggas.
And the top, what you saying, Caps? Niggas got on us when fucking Black Ice and fucking Miss Gracie got. Niggas was like, y'all niggas should have stepped in that shit, man. That shit was getting crazy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm also looking at the fact that we actually had Disaster scheduled in. And that would have been some whack shit to really keep Matt for on the whole time in this nigga scheduling. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I said we ought to let Matt go and shit.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate the nigga calling up in all reality and shit. And I'm glad he fucked with the show. That's the real shit right there.
I love this battle rap shit.
Yeah. Real shit.
All right. Hey, yo, Diz is going to try and get in better reception. As you guys can tell, his phone is going in and out. And he's going to try to be calling right back. So
let's take a fan call in the meantime, though, bro.
Let's take some fan calls right now.
Yeah. Probably the people.
That was crazy.
Turn up!
Let's go 347-891.
Yo.
You on?
Yo.
What's good?
Yo, what's good, man? Yo, today's a good day for fucking battle rap, yo. Three fucking battles dropping, man.
Yo.
I ain't watched it yet, but I what I'm saying? I'm about to go home from work and shit, smoke me a blunt, and watch these shits, man. I heard the C3 and the official. I saw Three Letter Man tweeting, saying it's better than the male battles.
Yes, sir. better than a lot of male battles that came out so far this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yo, three-letter man, I got a problem. Man, I got to call the architecture to fix your Mount Rushmore, man.
Talk to me, brother. Talk to me. Talk to me. It's all good.
Yo,
how you got it?
I noticed because I heard, like, in the past shows, man, you got a lot of New York niggas, man. You got all Harlem niggas on your shit. Well,
man, I'm
except for
niggas.
One.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, there's only one Queens nigga. I mean, you got to replace two, though. You got
to
replace two, though.
Talk
I mean, I agree with the Lux and the Mook.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to agree with everyone else. I mean, you got to have Verb up there for the Midwest movement, though.
Word, no doubt. And you know what, though? I can understand that now because people educated me and put it on there. But I just felt Mook, Rex, Lux, and Hollow meant a lot to the culture. I'm not saying Verb didn't, but, you know, I agree when niggas say to me, yo, when he did the Midwest movement, I get it. I get it.
I feel you with the Rex because, you know, Rex been doing this shit for a while when he battled Unkasa, when he battled Miles and shit.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Rex was on his thing, but you got to pay respects to A-Verb, like, when he battled SB, like, with the whole St. Louis versus New York type shit, you know what I'm saying?
So who do you
like,
take out my list then, brother?
I got to take out Hollow and Rex. I mean, I got to put Verb and I got to put Arse up there, though.
Arsenal? Word?
Nah, in a way, Arsenal, like, yo, you got to like what Arsenal did with this whole battle shit because, you know, Arsenal's doing that shit since he was a younger when he first started off with 106. And then he started boosting himself up in the Lions Den and all that shit. Like, you
right.
know, Arsenal was doing his thing. And Arsenal got a great resume. Like, that's what niggas is not noticing. Wins and losses? I mean, he got a couple of losses up there.
A couple?
He got some up there. I can't lie. But, you know, what Arsenal did with this whole UW battle league starting to grow now. You feel
what
I'm saying?
Really behind. He's not the only one behind that. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and, like, you know, he's been on numerous amount of battle leagues. Like,
let me ask you a question. You think Rex means more to the culture than Arsenal or Arsenal more to the culture than Rex? Who you got?
That right there, that's a good question.
That's why I put Rex on there over Arsenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you, but
I get Verb, brother. I really do. I get Verb. I really do now. On some real
shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. You think, out of Michigan, out of the whole Midwest, from, like, you know, Detroit, Highland Park, who you think is the best out of Michigan?
Right now?
Ill Will
right now.
Oh, Ill Will right now. All right, but, like, in total, like, before, like, can you say, like, Cal was, like, the best from Michigan, though?
Yeah, I can say Cal and X-Factor at one time. Those brothers to me, 1A, 1B at one time.
Wait. Cal and X-Factor?
Yeah, more than Midwest Miles.
I kind of agree with three-letter man, though, Cash, for real.
X-Factor got better battles than Midwest Miles than me.
I mean, Miles got some good battles?
Mine better than X-Factor, though, I don't think. You think so?
You mean recent battles?
Altogether, period. Resume, period.
Altogether, pair. To me, I'm a Cal fan. I like Calico.
Right.
So I think, Calico, but for, like, right now, I say Ill Will, though.
Me too.
Ill Will right now?
Yeah.
But Calico, I think Calico.
You fuck with J-Rell?
Well, who?
J-Rell.
Wait, who? I can't hear you.
J-Rell from the PG.
J-Rell.
Oh, yeah, J-Rell's hot. I was actually watching the battle with him and Tyler. I kind of give it to J-Rell, 2-1.
You give it to J-Rell that battle right there?
Yeah, 2-1, kind of. I mean, I got to say that he edged it. I mean, the only thing that he got to work on is, you know, his whole performance. Like, you know, like how, Danny Myers rapping shit and, like, you know, he hyped shit up and he got, like, that performance and shit.
Yeah.
I think if J-Rell had that, I think J-Rell would be hot because a lot of niggas are sleeping on J-Rell's bars. J-Rell got bars.
Yeah, what? And he be rebuttaling crazy.
Yeah, like what he did with the Tyrone, where he addressed his mans and all that shit with the whole Goku line. Yo, that shit was tough.
Exactly.
I mean, J-Rell, I think J-Rell, yo, from the PGs, man, I mean, they got to start giving J-Rell some more battles, especially start giving some Danny Myers because Danny Myers is the next nigga to come up, I think, out of
another fan bigging up Danny Myers, and they say that we overhype Danny Myers. The people be speaking. That's all I'm going to say.
Nah, yo, for me, yo, me, I'm just speaking the truth. I mean, I'm not on
the... I feel you.
Yo, Danny Mize is
slain.
Yo,
we overhype this nigga.
Nah, ain't no overhype. It's just some true facts. Like, yo, Danny Mize is tough, for real. Yo, honestly, like, yo, he got one of the best classics, I think, in King of the Dot. With him and Rum Nitty. I think.
No doubt.
Yeah, after him, then you got to put the Pass and the Remedy. Like, yo, King of the Dot is making a lot of good classic battles and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the only time I got to use the word classic is when King of the Dot is putting up real matchups and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just wanted to big y'all up, son. I just had to holler at you about your Mount Rushmore, son. I was having a little problem.
No problem, man. It's all good, man.
I feel you. Yo, it's all love, son. Yo, shout out to the Angry Fist Movement once again.
You already, brother.
All right, salute to y'all, man. Peace. All
right.
Hello.
So, I'm going to ask you, brother, the question. We now overhyping Danny Mize there, right?
So
we get beat up for that shit. Your boy called in one day and said, Caps,
yo,
Joe,
hold on. Hey, yo, John tweeted me earlier and was like, yes, sir, Danny Mize, be Chilla, you niggas is crazy. Like,
no, John, you crazy.
What do you think about that, Danny and Chilla?
I think Danny would be Chilla Jones.
I think Chilla. See, the thing about Chilla got stupid wild bars. Let's keep it a stack. Like, he really do.
He does.
I gotta
think Danny would beat him though.
I don't know, my nigga, about that one. I kind of might have got caught. Chilla Jones and Danny Myers. You think Danny Myers dead ass seriously?
Yeah.
He got.
What do you think, Tim?
This is how I'm looking at it. That book's better than
that.
Yo,
I got Danny
Myers
winning that 2-1.
Listen, I would tell him I got a 2-1 too. I do.
Not gonna lie.
Yo, but that Danny Myers and Brooks was close, my nigga. So how did this? Brooks ain't Chilla Jones.
All right, let me ask you a question. What was Chilla's last battle? He battled, was it Dirtbag Dan? Was it?
I believe. Was it that back then?
What's the last battle, Timbo?
Man, was it King of the Dot?
And I'm going to keep it extra funky.
Who, Deadman? What?
Yeah, it
nigga,
was Deadman.
This nigga Deadman. Snake Eyes.
It was Deadman.
Danny Mize overrated. This nigga Snake Eyes, boy, I tell you.
Are we overrating Danny Mize right now? We are talking about Chilla Jones.
How are we overhyping it? Yeah, it would be your son. Deadman, it was Deadman. Thank you, Herv. My man Herv.
It was
Deadman he battled. Last nigga he battled was Deadman.
That's that Deadman, yeah.
Yeah.
Did he 3-0 Deadman?
I think
so.
But let me ask you another question, though.
You know what? I don't think Danny Myers could beat Chilla Jones, my nigga. I don't really know.
Let me ask y'all a question. After his classic battle with JC, has he moved y'all niggas?
Here's the whole thing. Because in my opinion, yes, he has moved me. It's not about how he moved me. It's the fact that when he battled JC, like, we wasn't even on that scheming shit crazy wild like that. And they just jumped up and had a wild, stupid classic. So I think it was that. And then if you really think about it, everybody started scheming hard kind of a little bit more after that.
Yeah,
he started a little wave. I think some people thought his performance was kind of like, you know what I mean? It was lacking.
I didn't like Chilla Jones and DNA battle at all.
Chilla Jones and DNA battle?
Nah. It kind of made me mad. Chilla with the 5 million schemes, I wasn't feeling that too tough, my dude. You know what I mean?
So B-Magic and Chilla was after JC and Chilla.
Oh, that was a good-ass battle. Pardon me.
That was
almost damn near a classic.
Yeah.
That battle was dope.
Be Magic and Chilla?
Yeah, that was real dope. Even though Chilla choked, still a dope battle.
You know what I was kind of mad at? Chilla gave the battle away and shit. I was actually liking the battle and shit. I don't know. I like when battles give it away all fast. He
was
choked
battle.
And shit, but he was still having bars and shit, my nigga.
I just think I think Danny would beat him, son. I really think Danny Myers would beat Chilla Jones. Like, I think Danny Myers is that nigga's wicked, son. He's wicked. You know what I mean?
Yo, so what do you guys think about, you know, getting that on Twitter, like, Matt was saying we're not supposed to talk about that. It did. Was that He was like, yo, we're not supposed to talk about that. Here on Twitter, do you think they were talking about the Slaughterhouse show?
Yeah, I think he's mentioning that, and this kind of spilled the beans a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of shit niggas spill the beans to us about. We don't speak about it, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I have a nigga on Twitter right now. I'm going to shout him out. What's his nigga name? My man Cam Hawks. He said, my man said, Chilla last battle was YK and you wildin', bruh. Chilla went in versus DNA. He had a lot of more schemes, fam. But okay,
yeah,
Cash, I feel you.
Yeah.
But that battle wasn't all that overall.
I mean,
my man Flex Washington said, yo, Danny Myers can and would beat Chilla. I'll put bread on it. Myers is not overrated.
Wow. Damn, never mind. I'm looking at it also, man. Shout out to the nigga on Twitter, man. Chilla last battle was Charlie. Yeah, but Chilla, you niggas gotta understand that that Chilla and Charlie Quest battle, they said that was fucked up. Wasn't one of them
sick? Yeah, so I can't count that battle. They gotta do that shit over, don't they?
Yeah. Niggas are not budging from that shit. Like, niggas are not budging from that shit. Like, all right.
Let's get a call, Tim.
All right, let's do a call. Let's go, hold on 1 second. Let's go 978-944.
978-944.
978-717. Hold on. I'm not seeing it here, man.
Hold on, what's good? Oh, yeah, I got you. Gas and Myers. Oh, my God. What's going on? Oh, niggas got through? Yo. Yeah, you on? What's good? Oh, word.
Finally. Damn, niggas been trying to get through this shit.
What's up with you? That's probably my nigga. Yeah, but niggas just fuck feel me. I've been tuned in a couple shows and niggas haven't got to get through to y'all, man. How y'all doing?
Ain't personal, brother. Trust me, it ain't personal, man. We try to get everybody in.
I hate it. I know y'all shit been busy and shit. Y'all been going through your little drama and shit with Unbiased and whatnot.
Who's that? We ain't talking. We don't know that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah. For my fault. Yeah. Y'all
who raised you niggas?
Catch you that shit no more.
Who raised you niggas?
But, yeah, fucking, yeah. I be chopping it with Letterman sometime on Twitter and shit. I be agreeing with a lot of shit y'all niggas be saying and shit. Like,
did you see the battle today, my nigga? Have you seen any of the battles today?
Any battles today? I was watching the Cortez and John earlier, but I ain't really like, I only watched it once. I got to watch a battle like at least two or three times to really give my, you know, final like whatever on it and whatnot and shit like so. I don't got my verdict on that. Who you guys got winning in that shit?
All right, Cortez.
Yeah, 2-1 or 3-0, like what? 3-0. Looking? Really?
No body bag. Just edging each round like boxing. Just edging each round.
Yeah, why are you feeling like heads be sleeping on John, yo? John's nice, yo. He had a couple shits, yo.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he slept on, yo. Like, he beat K-Shine. Like, niggas definitely be
sleeping on.
I don't care. I'm saying now on record, he beat K-Shine. It was just a lot of dick eating in the crowd. Like, he definitely beat K-Shine, yo. Like, nigga. And Hitman, obviously, he lost 2-1, but that was still a goodie, too. Like, John,
it was a goodie. That was a goodie.
Yeah,
goodie.
He's one of them dudes. I want to know one question, though. Who you guys is top five right now, though? Like, I know you, it ain't all the same, but I'm just curious. Like, who's Cap's top five? Who's Letterman's top five?
Right now.
I know where everybody that shit switches up every week and shit. Like,
what's up?
My nigga's last battle or whatever, but.
Go ahead, Timbo.
Oh, you're gonna let me? You're gonna make me some? Oh, man, you're killing me. All right, we got B Magic. We got Loaded Lux.
Okay.
We got Hollow the Dawn.
Marte, you heard what my mom said?
We got
What'd you say?
Man, I'm gonna have to go with
B Magic Lux Hollow.
We're gonna go with I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with Pat Stay.
Yeah, I fuck with Pastay. I just seen his shit was disaster the other day. Shit, that shit was tough.
Yeah, man. Pat's crazy.
I fuck with Pat.
I'm gonna go with Pat Stay, and then let's right now, man, I'm gonna put Danny Myers.
This is
Danny Myers, yo. Danny Myers.
Yeah,
Danny
I'm not going
to lie.
I'm really not hip on Danny Myers like that. What's his, like, last two battles so I can check them shits out after I get out of here with y'all?
Check out Rumnitty.
Oh, man.
Check out Mr. Mills and Danny Myers. Check out Danny Myers and Brix Belvedere, my nigga. You can't go wrong with those three battles.
And he won those
three. You next three.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get three letters. Three letters, man. I don't know if you guys all feel the same, too, but I be seeing on Twitter you really do not like Surf either, huh?
That's it again? Nigga say
Letterman, Letterman, you do not fuck with Surf, yo. That's my guy right there, man. Like, what's the hate, yo? Why niggas hate on Surf so much? I gotta know that too. Like,
hold on, I don't hate Surf, man. I really don't. I really don't, son. He got good battles out there. I'm
yo,
not
but true or false, though. Like, when niggas go against Surf, I had to get a touch upon this shit right here. Hold on. When niggas go against Surf, do they not bring their A game?
Every
nigga that battled Surf, they brought their best shit against Surf. Everybody said,
up.
Like,
but my nigga.
But hold on. Let me just get this out, too. But after they battle Surf, true or false, do they not have mediocre battles?
But my nigga, I mean, does Surf win the battles?
I mean, I think there's some debatables that y'all say clear losses. Like, I don't think he clearly lost to Young Ill. I'm going on record saying that.
Clearly,
and y'all don't think I'm wrong for that, yo, but. If we match him ball for ball, like, y'all acting like Ill was killing him like that. Like, obviously,
I thought he was. I thought Ill was.
Obviously, Ill had the third round was fire. His shit was longer.
Second round
nigga
and
Surf only Surf rap for like 30 seconds or some bullshit.
Yeah,
Surf
like
turned
did,
the fuck up on him second round.
Surf did the same thing as Conceited his third round. He had a short round. Surf be giving y'all short rounds sometimes.
And y'all
going to
say Conceited beat Surf too?
Yeah, I can't be in Surf 2-1. 2-1.
What rounds?
I had Khan win in the first and the third. I like Surf second round a lot, though. I ain't going front.
I think Surf was cooking Khan in the first.
I'm not
going to
lie.
And every
Surf
time I think about Khan and
Surf's
battle in the first round, you compare their slow downs in the fucking, put in subtitles. Khan's was whack, yo. This shit was the black eye.
Who you
shit.
Had
that
winning,
so
Big T
whack,
or Surf?
Yo.
Who you had winning, Big T or Surf? I had Big T.
Man, I mean.
Big T.
Damn, man. I mean, I think I gave T the third. I'm not sure on that, but like.
And I'm going to fuck you up again. Check this out. Sue Surf beat K-Shine 2-1, right? K-Shine had the
Fact.
Best round of the night in a
yeah,
round.
That.
And then he was ass the next two rounds.
He was. But he still had a memory. He had a better round than any Surf's round.
Damn.
His first round was
my
better
nigga,
than Surf's
yo,
first,
really
second, and third.
Yo, hold on. My dude, like, what do you have Surf beating?
Who I got Surf beating?
Yeah.
Let's see. If we're gonna go back to fucking, let's see.
You gotta
play. We're not trying to play. I'm not trying to play Surf, but I'm really trying to see what win were you giving this nigga.
The jersey nigga
beat
come out.
And he definitely beat Hollow.
Definitely.
Fact. If you say he beat Hollow, y'all some pure haters. Yo, I got y'all crazy.
Come on, son.
Yo, Hollow had one nice bar his first round. The two leader shit. That's it. And then his third round, he cooked them ration and shit. Yeah, I give him that's his best round and
but,
shit.
But let me ask you a question.
What about, yo, son, yo, what about them rebuttals Surf had, though, son?
Nah,
nobody
I'm not going to lie. There was some whack rebuttals, but that AR on my hip shit was hot. The mothership was trash, but... I give him the AR on my hip shit, but I ain't gonna lie. Subtitles, his rebuttals was trash, but he ain't lose that battle.
He beat X Factor. I give you that. He beat X Factor. He beat K-Shine.
Definitely bodied X.
Hold on.
Yo.
You know he got 3-0 by DNA, though, right?
I'm not gonna bring up. Yeah. That's some old shit and shit. That's when Smack didn't have a bid. So you know I don't count that shit. Like that's whatever. Yo, nobody care about that battle. Like, fuck it.
Charlie Clips.
Clips. He lost. He lost. Clear 3-0. He got that.
Calico.
Yo, I gotta watch that again. But to be honest, niggas is sleeping on Surf second round, yo. Like I just think, to be honest, in that Calico and Surf battle, Calico had more performance. But niggas is sleeping on Surf's bars. Like his bars was, I mean, he was acting. I'm not gonna lie. In the first, he was kind of acting like a diva. If that was the first or second round, I forget. He was when he brought his shit back. But once he brought all that shit back, he was killing Cal.
Hey, when I give you shit about Surf. Surf makes dope music. How about that?
He makes dope music, yeah,
and he's
really concentrated. He's a dope-ass battler, too. Like, I don't think his head was in the
clip
battle. I don't think his head was even
though,
in the Calico battle. He, I mean, that's true. He
got
a
lot of debatable,
but at the end of the day, you can't. You gotta say the best ill you ever seen was against who? Surf. The best fucking big T you ever seen was against who? Surf. I'm not even gonna bring up Bricks because Bricks is a nobody, and we already know what Surf did to him. But
he bodied Bricks.
Yeah, that was clear. But I don't even want to bring up Bricks because you're not even know what to brag off and shit. That's like a little nigga. That's a little nigga from the hood you slab. And you don't even get credit for.
Right.
So like, I didn't even want to bring up Bricks, but. As big dogs, I'm trying to think. Who else served battle? Yo, was anybody we missing?
Well, Surf don't got that many. Man, listen, man.
He
doesn't have that many
W's,
my nigga.
I
mean, he beat this nigga. He beat Bricks, Brick Belvedere.
Clearly,
X Factor.
He beat X, yeah. Who
else? Lost the DNA. He beat K-Shine 2-1.
Yeah,
yo, other than Bricks, he ain't never versed no slouches either. He only go against killers.
But well,
you
got to
give him props on that too. This niggas that y'all be considering the best, but they be beating no name lame ass niggas. This nigga
like who? Like who? Name some names, my brother. Give me some names, family.
Damn,
you see what I'm saying?
Souping like
you even, that. I mean, isn't this shit a sport, my nigga? Don't you supposed to win, my nigga?
Right.
I'm sorry, my nigga. I mean,
to be real, in battle rap though, it's a game of opinion. So y'all saying
yeah,
he lost
yeah.
these and that battles. There's a thousand other people that say otherwise. Like my answers ain't right. Y'all's ain't right. It's all opinion.
Right,
at the
right.
end of the
You're
day,
absolutely
to be
right.
real. So like, it's just opinion sport, yo. So like,
right,
y'all can
right.
say certain battles.
Who's your top
y'all
five, boss man?
Damn, that's a good question. I'm gonna have to. I don't know if y'all gonna
yeah,
kill
yeah,
me, but
yeah.
this is no order either. So
right.
I'm just. Off the top of my head, obviously I'm a Surf fan, so I'm gonna throw Surf up there. I'm not saying he's first
no
either, but
no
Surf
doubt.
Up there. If we're going,
all right, fellas, yo, we got Diz on right now.
He gonna say he made a way for niggas like.
So
yeah.
Catch everybody there.
Yo.
What's good, man?
What's good?
What up?
What's poppin'?
It's Diz.
Yo, Diz, I wanted to ask you real quick before everything starts. What happened with the Lil Debbie shit, man? I want to hear about this, yo.
Oh, yo, I never even, like, yo, seriously, everybody always thinks, like, I'm like, randomly calling people out, man. The reason why you see,
yeah.
you know, in serious issues with some people is because I speak out and they can't handle the truth, you know what I'm saying? I basically answered this, some shit that showed up on my timeline that someone retweeted. It said the bitch fucking embraces ghostwriting. You guys already know how I feel about that. And I don't give a fuck if it's industry rappers or not. When I see someone claiming they're hip-hop or they're rap artists and they think ghostwriting is okay, to me, you ain't a real MC. I don't give a fuck. Like,
I co-sign that,
dude. A rapper and an MC, a real MC is expressing themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
word.
You're supposed to, as an MC, reflect the product. You're a product of your environment and what's around you. You're supposed to act as someone who speaks what he's seen in his life and went through. How the fuck
yeah.
are you supposed to do a ghost? Like, so anyways, it was just a random comment, and the bitch started saying I'm a washed-up battler and all this shit. Obviously, the bitch watches the battles and all this shit for her to even know this shit. So I just,
yeah.
you know, started bodying the hoe, and she, you know what I'm saying? Like, then I got a bunch of phone calls from people that know her. They started telling me the bitch drinks come out of glasses and fucking all kinds of fucking out of
Jesus.
Fucking glass cups and gets trains ran on the bitch. And I'm like, all right, cool. Oh, my God,
money.
That's what we're dealing with. So anyways, I don't really give a fuck about the bitch. So that's
yeah.
the answer to the question about her. Next.
Go ahead. Who else?
Who's on your radar, Disaster? Who's on your radar, man? Street Other Man. Who's on your radar?
I really didn't have nobody on my radar, and Math pretty much fucking just kept on talking shit until I said, I'll do it, and now I'm going to do the battle, and, you know, he's probably still talking shit.
But Disaster, y'all sound like y'all got beef beyond battle rap, brother.
Man,
I mean, I'm a league
easy,
owner.
You know
if I'm a league owner,
cool
I'm scared to book that battle because niggas might pop off and have a Sirius Jones part two, my nigga.
It's all up to him. If he wants to act all stupid, he's going to get fucked up. That's the reality of the situation. We want to have a good fight, but, I mean, a good battle, not a fight. Like, we want to
oh,
have
boy.
A good battle. We want to have a good battle and not have that involved, but you know what I'm saying? You don't even understand how much I've actually tried to be cool with the dude. Like, man, I even try to talk to the dude. He just can't, like, let go of this, like, weird. He needs to, like, be the alpha male and, yo, I'll fuck everybody up persona, and he just can't chill out. Like, I try to even, like, take the dude's mind apart, like, talk to him about, like, just the world and politics, and he's just a fucking dickhead, man. Like, he just does it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just, he's always putting this ego shit on, and I'm always trying to be cool with him, and I don't give a fuck anymore. Like, he basically said all this bullshit to me online that he never said to me when we were in the house. Like, he started saying, you bitch, you fucking pussy, and all this shit. He was cool as fuck when we were in the house the whole time. He starts making up all these stories. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. Me and him were cool. So, and I killed him, and I told him, I'd give you another chance for a battle just because that happened, like, out of being cool. I don't have to be nice like that. If Matt would have bodied me after I fucking, you know what I'm saying, supposedly my tooth hurt and all this shit, you think he would have gave me another chance? He would have moved on and just said, I bodied you. You know what I'm saying? So I actually told him, yo, I'll give you a battle. So he just goes online and starts all the crazy shit. And I end up agreeing to the battle, and it is what it is. He's going to come out here, and I'm going to write 3 rounds for him, you know what I'm saying, and battle him. It's up to him if he wants to get crazy, you know what I'm saying? But if he gets crazy, it's not going to be like Summer Madness, and he's not going to walk out of the building. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. I'm not trying to threaten the dude or nothing like that. I can't even control this shit at this point. Cats fucking are so mad at the way he acts. That's how they feel. It's not like I'm, like, bringing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting people on him or anything like that. Like,
but disaster.
His attitude. Let
me ask you a question.
That when he's around. What?
But disaster. Let me ask you a question. Let's say if the battle was in New York and his man was talking extra reckless on the phone like your man did, would you go to New York and still battle him? You wouldn't feel some kind of way?
Bro, this has happened before. Math always does this shit, man. Like, it has nothing to do with that. Like, you come over here intending to get into a fight, you're going to get into one. You come over here and you spit, but he can't be like that. That's the reason why Math is going to play games. This battle is not going to happen. Because Math is going to play games because he can't just chill. He can't like, be the guy that, like, chills out because then he feels like people think, nah, I got punked. Like, and it's not even about that. Like, cats really want to like him. Cats try to like his shit. And, like, he just – time after time, the dude's just going to blackball himself, bro, and he's just going to not be able to fucking, you know what I'm saying, battle anymore. No one's going to want to book him because he's never going to be that dude that's just going to chill the fuck out. The same reason that got him in his predicament, he still wants to carry that same attitude. And it is what it is, bro. I'm going to body the living shit out of him. He's going to probably want to swing because I'm going to body the fuck out of him.
But did you do a blog a couple months ago, Disaster, after the battle with him and Sirius Jones? You did a blog.
Yeah, we were supposed to battle back then, and it never happened. But, you know, like, it was hotter back then, but it seems like it's heating up again because, you know, he's making it like that. It could have been on some friendly shit, really, but Mav just has to get crazy, and people are just going to get crazy back. That's what the reality is, bro. He's not the only person that has people that have his back or like him or fuck with him, you know what I mean?
Now, Diz, after Pat, you were taking a break. Is this the only person you're coming back to battle?
I ain't going to let some dude talk to me like that online because then people are going to think that I'm really, like, he started saying, like, oh, I'm a pussy, now I'm taking a break because I'm scared of him, which is bullshit. People know that. But I just don't, it's like almost like I don't even want to let him think that that's, you know, that he could get away with saying that. So I'm just going to do the battle because he just... I already killed – listen, I had 2 days to prepare for him. He wrote for me for a month and died and choked. And called me Borat for 3 bars, which has been called to me in 5 different battles and is the wackest shit. Hey, yo, you look like Borat. Yo. Get the fuck out of here. Then he choked, and that was our battle. Then I smoked everyone in the house, and he sat there and didn't say shit. Then wanted to fucking get a rematch after I murked Verb, Cortez, everybody. I bodied every single person in the house. Everybody got it. And he sat there and didn't say shit. I served them all in a circle. Shit, the only person that fought back was Cortez. Verb sat there and fucking choked 7 times in a row. Couldn't even start his shit the fuck up. We all started laughing. Me and Rex were on the ground laughing. Where the fuck was Math? Not battling, bro. And then he goes and he stunts and shit. So this is what it is. So anyways, I don't want to talk about this shit no more, man. Mm-hmm. We're going to battle.
Can you give us some bars?
You know, we'll
can you give us some bars, Disaster?
Hell no, nah, man. What the fuck you do? I sound like I'm in a mood to give bars, bro? I'm so fucking mad. I didn't even want to come back to battling for a while.
Disaster. Hold on. You are a battle MC, my nigga. We put niggas on a hot seat when they come over here, bro. We just asking for some rhymes. You got people out here that fuck with you, and they know our format.
Nah, man,
so
you don't even understand, man. It's not even like that right now, man. Don't even put me on the spot like that, man. Like, you don't understand, bro. I'm not even in the mind state to really rap right now. Like, it's like that.
Okay.
Could you understand that?
Okay, but all right, but the way you
if
the way
you can understand
off,
that, like if you didn't catch me,
show,
look,
son.
If you didn't catch me, listen, if you didn't catch me in this mood, I would have spit for you. Is that enough for you to understand what's going on with me?
Oh, not really, but I guess all right, so.
Cool. Come on, man, how can you not get that? Are you that much of an angry motherfucker? I'm angrier than you.
No, not at
I'm
all. I just think that
you.
What's the reason you can't spit some bars? Because of math?
Because I'm not in the fucking mood to rap, bro.
Oh, you're not in the mood. Okay.
Because I got
okay,
a bunch of shit going on in my life. You know what? One thing that Math does have a point with, I heard him say somewhere, is sometimes people got shit going on in their fucking shit. And that's why, you know, you get those dudes that blank out in battles or whatever the fuck happens. That's where I'm at right now, angry motherfucker. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm angrier than you right now.
But hold on,
you
angry on my show.
Hold on,
hold on,
nigga.
You
not talking to me, dude.
I'm
angry, motherfucker.
This is three-letter man. Hold on, this is three-letter man. This is three-letter man. Hold on a second. You come on our show. I'm just asking
and
you.
The way
you
talking is because we not feeling the way you're talking regardless anyway, my
nigga.
That's the case why
deep,
you call back up the show.
Who raised you, niggas? But Disaster, thanks for coming on. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Hey.
Who raised you, niggas?
That nigga be tripping, man.
Yo, fuck, man.
Yo.
Yo, we still on?
Yeah, man. We in the building.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right.
Woo! Well, turn up season, I guess, as always on the Angry Fan Radio Show. You know?
Hold on, fellas.
We got Danny Myers here on Twitter. He's asking us, is next Friday it okay for him to come on the show, fellas? What's good?
Of course.
So, Danny Myers, I know you out there, my nigga. We want you on the show next Friday, homie. And we know we ain't going to ask you for no motherfucking bars. Holla at your boy, Danny Myers.
Danny Myers, next week?
Yeah, next week, Friday, Danny Myers.
All right, Danny Myers. The hype is real.
Long overdue.
Hype,
I can't wait for that interview, to be honest.
The hype is real.
We don't know about
hype over here. Come on. We got Danny Myers coming on.
It is. You know, Disaster, I don't know. Maybe he's on his meds. I don't know what the fuck was going on. He needs to take some Xanax to chill out. I don't know. Nigga was mad extra with it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we asked you for bars, my nigga. I didn't ask you for your ATM card. You know? But it is what it is. Cool. You know.
Trey, you want to spit some bars for us before we get off?
I don't do that no more. That's back in 1995, sir. We don't do that anymore.
Cass, I know you got some bars.
Wait a minute.
Right?
I want to do my top five.
Yeah. What happened?
I want to do my top five.
I know you got some bars over there, Cass.
What? Right. Hold on. All right.
Let's great to do top five. Fuck it.
I'm going to throw it up there right now, nigga. I got Lux. I got Verb. I got Lux, Verb. And my personal top
five. You got Lux
five, nigga,
on your top five? Ooh, I'm surprised you got Lux on your top five.
All right, I don't hate Lux and them shit like that. You know? You niggas be tripping with that shit. I just like the scenario, my nigga. I mean, Lux is nice. Not that he's, I'm not saying he's not nice, no shit like that. Of course not, my nigga. Like, y'all made it seem like he was, like, dead-ass seriously impossible to beat. I don't believe that right there. I think that's
right.
Kind of going too far. I'm not one of these niggas who think he's God to battle back in reality.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Shots fired.
You know what I'm saying? He's a legend and shit. Don't get me fucked up with him. Like, some niggas think he's God. Like, some niggas think devil, like daylight is God, and it's just like, I'm not like that and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely got Lux. I definitely got Verb. I definitely got Clips. Hollow.
Mm.
My personal. Only because this nigga be wigging sometimes is JC. When he be going off sometimes,
yeah.
That nigga be going off and shit.
Oh, that's your man's
in my
mind. I know that.
Five, I have JC.
Real quick, my top five. Charlie Clips, Hollow the Don, B motherfucking Magic.
Magic?
That's right.
Yeah, B motherfucking Magic.
Cap, don't start with me, man. We about to
start
off.
What do you mean? I'm going to throw B Magic. Wait. B Magic is top five? All right, go ahead.
I'm going to throw a female in there. 40 bars. Yeah, you know, I got fucks with 40. And my fifth. Did I say Hitman Holler? Yeah, Hitman Holler.
Okay.
Man, we got to continue this. We got to break this.
Yeah, we got to sign off.
All right.
Take us home, too.
Know where to follow us.
We take this off. We got to follow us on Twitter, all the updates, twitter.com/topbattleraps, twitter.com/angryfan007, twitter.com/3letterman. All the links are going to be on these shows, and everything's going to be on YouTube. Catch caps and blogs and recaps, youtube.com/angryfan007. We have an official YouTube page now for the show that all of the episodes are going to be thrown up there. We're going to start chopping them up into segments, so it's going to be easier for you guys to watch them. So it's youtube.com/angryfansradio. I am fellas.
Yo, fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, nigga. Shout out the whole Angry Fan movement. You already?
It's your boy, 3-letter man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Who raised you, niggas?
We out.
We got goods on my...